Rishis, Rav Belap, Rav Uli, Rosenzweig, Chavri Kol. Very quickly before I begin, it takes a village to prepare a chabura, so shkoyach gadol to everybody for helping me throughout the zman and specifically with this topic. Special thanks goes out to Ariel for really talking it out with me, and of course Jared, my chavrusa. Probably anything good that I say definitely comes from Jared, and even probably anything bad that I say is also from Jared. That's how much is all from Jared. So thank you very, very much. And this chavur should be little nishmas my grandmother, Chana Bas Yitzchok Tzvi. Her yahrzeit is Tu B'Shvat, next Shabbos. So many times throughout the parak, we are presented with the case of Ganav Hikdish V'Acher Kach Tavach U'Machar. It is brought in the Mishnah on Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, but it comes up multiple times throughout the parak. The din is that if one is goni of a behema, it's makdish it, and would be toveach or mocher afterwards, the Mishnah says, you're patur from dalad behay. You're not chayiv either for the mechira or for the tzvicha. So, the first reflection, it seems somewhat peculiar, because you might ask me, manavshach. Hektish seems to be an act where the ganav, in this case, transfers the behema to hektish. So, that seems to be very similar to mechira. If you would argue that really the behemoth doesn't get transferred to Hektish and really it stays by the Ganav, then it's not. That's why it's not a Mechira. Then you could ask the opposite. So how come when the Ganav shechts it, he's not just Chayev al Tzvicha? If a person steals a behemoth and then shechts it right away, he's Chayev. So why is the fact that he was Maktish in the interim, why does that make a difference? Furthermore, in this question, does it matter about what type of Hektish the Ganav put on the behemoth? Was it Kachi Be'er Kabayis? Was it Kachi Mizbeach? So hopefully we'll be able to explore all these questions and come out with a deeper Havana in the nature of Bailus on Hektish, the Hagdara of Mechir L'Nidal Behei, Shinar Vashus. Okay, here we go. So first we're going to start with the Gemara on Samach Vavu Mabez. The Gemara there is discussing whether Yeish is Kona or not. And Abaye asks Rabba, based on the pasuk of karbano, below the pasuk says karbano, that when one brings a karbano, it must be his karban. From which Abaye darshins below hagazel, if one brings a karban, it has to be his own personal karban, can't be one that he stole from someone else. At this point, the Gemara is assuming that the person, the ganav in question, stole a behemah schulin, and then was makdashit. So asks Abaye, hechi dami, what's the case? Where is the Bailam holding in terms of this Geneva? So if the Bailam wasn't Miyayesh on the Behemah yet, then Lamali Kra Pshita. Why do I need a pasuk to tell me that this carbon doesn't work? I'm being purposely vague there. Hare, we know it's Kodam Yayesh, and the Ganav is trying to make the Behemah Hektish. And we all know Rabbi Yochanan's Klal, as Sammy and Noach both spoke out so eloquently, that gazel lo nisayishu abaylam shneim inyo chol lahaktish zelafin shenu shalo zelafin shenu b'shuso. So the ganav, since it's not shalo yet, he can't be maktish. So it can't be that we're talking l'chnei yeish ella la'achar yeish. Must be we're talking about where the baylam already miyayish, but afal pichin the pasuk of karbano v'lo hagazel still applies. That tells us that the karban doesn't work. Shemamina yeish lo kanav. Okay. So we're talking about the ganav stole behema, and the bailam were miyayish already. So the pasuk says karbano that this carbon is an ola. Why isn't this carbon ola? First of all, we have to ask ourselves, how can the ganav be maktish? It's true, Rav Yochanan's klal says that lefnei yeish you certainly can't be maktish, but what about l'achri yeish? The ganav doesn't have bailus on the carbon in order to be able to be maktish. So this is a machlokas rishonim. Tosus on Samach Vav and Beis Dibur Maftel Shmamina, as well as Tosfos Reina Peretz, both say that the Hektish in this case is Chal. The Ganav has the ability to be Maktishit. Why? He doesn't own it. So they both say that when the Ganav is Maktish, the Hektish constitutes a Shinei Rishus. And we know that Yeyush, in conjunction with Shinei Rishus, is Kona. So that gives the Ganav the ability to be Maktish. So Tosis and Rebbeinu Paris are both saying that when one is Makdish a Karban, it leaves his own Rishus and it goes into the Rishus of Hektish. The Ravid, however, says that the Hektish, in this case, sorry, just to elaborate on Tosis and Tosis and Rebbeinu Paris' Shita, so if the Hektish is Chal, why can't you be makir of the carbon? Right? The hektesh and tzchalas fully kadosh. So they both say that you can't be makir of it because it's a mitzvah haba ba'avira. It's true that it's kadosh, but because the kedusha came about alayde geneva, you can't be makir of it. Then we have the sheet of the Ravid. The Ravid is cholik on Tosfos. And he says that the hektish is not chal at all. You don't have to talk about mitzvah baba avera when it's not karban. No, when it's not your own personal karban, the hektish won't be chal to begin with. He doesn't really elaborate. Finally, in this part of the Gemara, we have the Rabbeinu Yeshaya that's brought in the Shita Mekubetzes. Rabbeinu Yeshaya says, he's somewhere between the two, between Tosfos and Tosfos Reina Peretz and the Ravid. He says it's true. Of course, when one is makdish, that constitutes a shina rishus. That's gevaldik. The hektish should be chal. However, it's not chal. Why not? Because when one's makdish, something that they stole, that's a mitzvah baba avera. Hektish does not want to be zoch in this karvan. Hektish rejects it because of the mitzvah baba avera. And therefore, the hektish is not chal. So on the one hand, Rabbeinu Yishai in the Shita, the Tosfos Rid, agrees that that hektish should theoretically be a shina rishus. However, he says it because of the origins of this behema, that it's guzzel, the hektish is not going to be chal. So that's it for the Rishonim and Sanach of Mabes. So we have coming out that Tosfos, the Rainer Parents, and Rabbeinu Yishaya all think that whether in theory or in practice, hektish should be a shina rishus, as opposed to the Ravid, who says that hektish is in chal, and he isn't clear why. Now going over to Samach Zayinim and Aleph. The Gemara presents another discussion in the context of whether Yesh is Kone. It says, Mesve, Haganav, Hagazal, Nahanas, Hekdeshan, Hektish, Trumas, and Truma, Umaisor, and Maisor. That when someone steals an object and is Makdish it, or is Mafish Truma, or Maisor from it, the Hektish, Truma, and Maisor are all Chal. Why? So the Gemara, the one bringing this, wants to prove, oh, because the Yesh Kedi is Kona, that the Yesh alone is Kona, and that's what allows them all to be Chal. But Manda Amar, that the Yesh Kedi Lo Kani counters, he says, no. The reason why the Hektish is Chal there is not because of Yesh Kedi Kani, really Yesh Kedi Lo Kani. The reason why it's Chal there is because Hasam Ika Shina Hashem, to make Ikar Tivla Vahashta Truma. In regards to the Truma, when you steal the regular grain and you mafresh truma, the reason why you're kona is because when you mafresh the truma, you're kor hashem truma on it, that's a shina hashem, and the shina hashem in conjunction with yesh allows you to be kona. And the same is true, meikara hektish, in the case of hektish, meikara chulin vahashta hektish. When you steal the behemoth's chulin, so initially it's chulin, and now you're makdish it, it's called hektish. So it seems from here that what enables you to be kona, even according to mandamar yesh lo kani, what enables you to be makdish is that you have Yeish in conjunction with Hashino Hashem. Mei Karachulin, Vahashta Hektish. So, we hopefully did Chazara on what I said 4 minutes ago. And Samach Vav Beis, we were talking about most of the Rishonim thought that Yeish should be, that Hektish should be Shino Rishus. If Hektish is Shino Rishus, certainly that suffices to explain why, when there's Yeish, the Hektish should be Chal. So, why in the Gemara and Samach Zayinim and Aleph are we coming on to the Tam of Shino Hashem to explain why the Hektish is Chal? So Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, as well as the Rashba, all address this question. Tosfos on Samach Zayinim and Aleph Dibur Maskel Meikar says, "Bekodshim she'ein chay ba'acharayis lo havetzarach liten tamzeh." We didn't need the reason that the Gemara is outlining of Shino Hashem to explain why the Hektish is Chal. Specifically, when it comes to Kodshim she'ein chay ba'acharayis, why? Because in Kodshim she'ein chay ba'acharayis, yesh kan shino rishus. There's a shina rishus when you weren't mekabel achrayis on the hektish. Ella, why are we coming on to the time of shina hashem? We want this gemara in Samach Zayinim and Aleph to not only be talking about kodshim she'in chay b'achrayis, but even those where the makdish is mekabel achrayis. The av gav de meikar tor de rubin v'hashta tor de rubin mikol makom shina hashem yesh kan. When it's kodshim she'chay b'achrayis, those are not shina hashem. And since those are not shina hashem, those are not shina rishus. Since that hektasha does not constitute a shina rishus, how is the gana able to be makdish? Because hektish, when one's makdish, initially is chulin and becomes hektish, that's a shina hashem to allow the makdish to be kona. So juxtaposing Samach Vav and Beit Samach Zayin with Aleph, we have two ta'amim, two reasons why one be able to be makdish a behema that's not theirs. One, because Yesh and Shina Hashem. Another, because of Yesh and Shina Rishas. All the Rishonim that we've seen thus far think that there's no steer between the two. They just apply in different situations. That Yesh being Shina Rishas, Yesh and Shina Rishas is necessary in situations where it's applicable. Namely, Kachim Shein Chayim Ba'achrayis, when the makdish isn't Mekabla Achrayis. But in situations where you can't say that the hektish is Shina Rishas, you have to come on to another reason and say it's a Shina Hashem. Later in the Chumar Mitzvah, we're going to get into what the chilik is between the chayv and achrayis and the ein chayv achrayis. But for now, everyone just be aware of these two factors of whether hektish is a shino hashem or a shino rishus. Now we go to ayin vav and aleph. So the Gemara there is commenting on the Mishnah on ayin dal and aleph that gan of hektish achar kavach umachar just patur mi dal vehe. So the Gemara begins on the top of ayin vav and aleph. Amri, Bishlama Tzvicha Lo Mechayev, Diki Katavach, De Hektish Katavach. That this Ganav steals the behemah as Makdish the behemah. So then he's subsequently Toveach. Says the Gemara, I understand very well why this Ganav is not Chayev, Dal Behe for that Tzvicha. Why? Because what he's Toveach doesn't belong to the original Bailam anymore. The Hektish Katavach, it belongs to the Hektish. However, what it doesn't understand, however, the ganav, the etzem haktasha of the ganav, should constitute a mechira, and he should be chayiv dal vehe because he was goniv and he was mocher. What's the difference between whether he is sold to a hedyon or whether he is sold to kachim? Just to break down this first havamina, the statement of bishlama atzvicha lo mechayiv de kika tavach de hektish katavach below demar katavach. So there could be one of two ways in which it's no longer, the behemah ha-nigzal, nignav in this case, is no longer shayach to the Bailam Rishonim. When the ganav steals it, and he's makdish, as we were saying from Samach Vav Beis, Samach Zayin and Aleph, the hektish can constitute either a shina rishus or a shina yashem, which, in conjunction with the yeish, is motzi from the rishus of the Bailam Rishonim, and therefore making it lav demar katavach. So we have either of those options on the table. That the Haktasha could either be a Shina Rishos or a Shina Hashem. And just following the Cheshbon a little bit further, if you say that Hektish is not a Shina Rishos, then you have no reason to assume that Hektish should constitute a Mechira to be Chayav Dal Vehe. The Gemara here is sort of making a jump when it says that it's Lav Demarika Tavach, and that's why you're Patzah from Tzvicha, and then it follows by saying, but you should be Chayav on Mechira. It's Muchach in the Gemara that we're assuming that Hektish is a Shinir Rishus, not a Shinir Hashem. So that's one point. Another point, another assumption that the Gemara is making, when it says that the Hektish should be considered a Mechira. As we outlined, Hektish is at most, it's a Shinir Rishus. L'chora that means that the Bailus, the Dina Mamnus on the Karban, leaves the Rishus of the Makdish and goes into the Rishus of Hektish, the Hektish of the Bailam of the Karban. So, the Gemara is saying that transfer of bailus should constitute a mechira to be chayiv dal vehe for be chayiv dal vehe. So is that so simple? Is that all that mechira for dal vehe is based upon? If there's a shina rishus, there's a transfer of bailus. Is there another factor which is necessary in order to be chayiv for mechira of dal vehe? So at this point, the Gemara is assuming that shina rishus alone is what's necessary to be chayiv as a mechira. So then the Gemara counters. How do we justify our Mishnah? Why is one not chayev if he's going to hektish and then moch and makdish? Going to hektish and then toveach? So the Gemara says, "Hamani Rav Shimon hi, d'amar kachim shechayev b'achar yusan b'rishus d'mar kaimi." That the Mishnah, that your one's patur for being makdish, that's not hektish is not considered a mechira, is only the Rav Shimon. Why? Because Rav Shimon has a case where the makdish was makdish and mekabla achrayis on the karba. The kabbalas achrayis, Rav Shimon has a shita that davar hagorim l'mamun kemama. That when, even if one doesn't have actual bailus on something, if they require that object in order to fulfill some sort of chiyav hashava, or for some if not having that object will cause them to have to pay other money, then that object has value to them, that they have some degree of bailus on that object. So Rav Shimon holds Zavar Gorm L'mamun K'mamu, and therefore when you're Mekabel Achrayas on this carbon, you're saying that if this this animal doesn't work out, I'm going to have to bring another animal. What comes out of that is that this animal is very important to you, that this animal is essentially saving you from having to pay any other money. So that gives you some degree of bailus on this animal. So the Gemara is saying that according to Rav Shimon, and specifically according to Rav Shimon, Hekdesh is not a Mechira. Why is Hekdesh not a Mechira? Because of the Achrayas that you're Mekabel when you're Makdesh. That because you require this animal in order to fulfill your Chiyuv, to be Meshalim Yerchov, to Hekdesh, that gives you bailus. However, the Gemara at this point is Vayter assuming that Hekdesh is a Shina Rishus according to the Rabbanan. According to the Rabbanan, it's a full-blown Mechira. When you're Makdesh, it belongs to Hekdesh. Only according to Rav Shimon do we say that Hekdesh is not a Mechira. That's what the Gemara
is saying. It's
a Mechira,
even. That's
just
a Shina
Rishus. Sorry? It's a Mechira, right. Sorry. Yeah. Only according to Rav Shimon, it's not a Mechira. Right. Exactly.
According to the Rabbanan, it's even a Mechira.
Right.
Never mind.
Exactly. Forget about the fact that Shinar Shos, it's even a Mechira. Okay. Then the Gemara is Docha. Hami the Sefer of Shimon, Reisha Lav of Shimon. That in the Mishnah 9 Dalam of Reis, Rav Shimon is talking in the Sefer. And for the fact that Rav Shimon is talking in the Sefer, and not. So that implies that the one who spoke before him was not Rav Shimon. That's the Gemara's Dechiyah. Maybe we'll get back to a deeper Havan of that a little bit later. Gemara continues. Maybe you could justify the Mishnah. Leave the Rav Yossi Aglili, who holds Kachim Kalim Mamam Bailim. Then in case when you're Makdish, as Kachim Kalim, so the Bailim retains some sort of Bailus, and only according to Rav Yossi Aglili is it not considered a Mechira, because you retain that Bailus over the carbon. However, once again, the Gemara is assuming that according to the Rabbanan, that when you're Makdish, it's a full-blown Mechira, you'd be Chayav Dal Behe. Gemara is Docha that as well. I'm skipping down to the bottom, right before the two dots. You say, Ela loshna lo'olam loshna kachi kachim, loshna kachim kalim. But at the end of the day, we say, it doesn't matter whether you're makdish kachi kachim, kachim kalim, whether you're mekabel achrayas or not. So, no matter what, the hakdash is not going to constitute a mechira. Why not? We had a very good argument earlier for why the hakdash should constitute a mechira. It's karmel lecha, mali macha lehedyo, mali macha leshamayim. We said earlier, when you're makdish, it's a mechira to hedyo, it's a mechira to shamayim. What's the difference? So we say, no, there's a big difference. Machr lehedyo, when one sells to his friend, meikara Torah de Reuven, hashta Torah de Shimon. Initially, it was Torah de Reuven. I'm going to be purposely vague and not translating that now. It's initially the Torah de Reuven, now it's Torah de Shimon, in a regular Mechira. But machr leshamayim, in the case of Hekdesh, meikara Torah de Reuven, hashta Torah de Reuven. Both Meikarim, pre-Hekdesh, and even post-Hekdesh, it's called Torah de Reuven. So, at the end of the day, we're saying that even according to the Rabbanan, Hekdesh is not a Mechira. So, the Gemara the whole time was assuming that Hekdesh is a Mechira according to the Rabbanan. What in the world changed? What was the Havamina? What was the Maskana? So as we pointed out, the initial assumption to say that Hekdesh constitutes a Mechira is to say that Hekdesh, which is a Shina Rishus at most, that the Hagdara of Mechira as well is just that there's a Shina Rishus. So when the Gemara is saying that even according to the Rabbanan, Hekdesh is not a Mechira, is it saying it because really Hekdesh is not a Shina Rishus? Meaning that our assumption of what it meant to be a Mechira the whole time remains the same, but Hekdesh is not that. Hekdesh is not a Shina Rishus. Or is it saying that, no, we thought the whole time that Hekdesh was a Shina Rishus. It is a Shina Rishus. However, we also thought that all that it takes to have a Mechira is a Shina Rishus. But you know what? That's not true. There's another factor. So those are the two options. That's one point. Another point, as we spoke about before, the Gemara in Samach Vav Beis seems pretty stark that Hekdesh is a Shina Rishus, according to many Rishon. So should that... How should that shape how they read this line? So the two mahalchim that we outline come out very clearly in the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz on Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz asked the question, I don't get it. On Samach Vav Amud Beis, we were all gung-ho about Hekdesh being a Shina Rishus. how does that fit in with Meikar Torah Reuven? What happened to that? So he gives two terutzim. The first terutz he says is that Hekdesh is still a Shinur Rishus. You're 100% right. So if that's the case, Hekdesh is Shinur Rishus, why is it in the Mechira? Because, as he says, shame by love of love. That in spite of the fact that the Rishus changes from the Rishus of the Makdish to Rishus Hekdesh, still, shame by love of love. And obviously he's assuming that shame by love of love is enough to be Ma'akiv and Mechira. First of all, in what sense is shame by love of love? How does that work? What, it's Mamon Hekdesh now. Well, how is shame by love of love? So Tosus, the Nayan Testament Aleph, speaks it out very nicely. It says, by Kachim is Be'ah, Shekarban Karev L'chaper Al HaBailim, that when one's Makdash a carbon, that carbon is Karev to be Mechaper for those Bailim. V'nishchat L'shmo, in the Shechita, there's the most, you need to be Shochet L'shem HaBailim, V'shem Bailav Alav, and the shame bailam is nikra ala karbon. So because of the kapara element in the karbon, the shame bailam are on the karbon. And although the rishus of the karbon changes, the dini mamonis on the karbon changes, it's now a karbon of gavoha, the shame bailam is ma'akiv from being a full mechira. The Ramban in Melchamas and Kufya Dalad has a very similar formulation. He says, umachro kulo ba'inon. We need a full-blown mechira. It's true that Hekdesh is a shein rishus. But umachar kulo beinon, shelo nishtar shmo rishuso alav klal. You cannot have any remnant of the bialim on it, whether in shame or whether in rishus. It can has to be fully minutah from the bialim. And Tosus as well says this same parish as Tosus Rebbeinu Peretz. He says that of course it's a shein rishus, but he says he describes it as shein rishus l'inyan kinyan, but it's shame bialim alav. And the Pnei Yeshua says the similar touch for why do you need Shem Bailam? Hare, it should be full-blown Mechira. It's Rishus, it's Mamun Gavoa now. No, because you need a Shem, you need to be Misalik, the Shem Bailam Lagamri, in order to be a good Mechira. So,
what's the explanation for that?
Ah, up here, Chabura.
He says
Mishnah is okay? No. I'm going to say Mishnah is okay. That, thank you very much. Set that up. So what's the pshat? Why does a mechira for dal behei? Why isn't it not enough to just have a change in the mamonos? Why does it need to have a change in the shame bailam? Because, as Jason explained so eloquently in his chabura and deliciously, the
what are you saying about Sammy and?
I'm saying for the next chabura, maybe they could.
Noach.
Okay.
Only eloquent, but no.
No, delicious in other ways. It's not a competition. But I'm winning. So Jason explained that part of the mechayev of Dal and Behe is you're furthering the object. It's you're continuing the Shash Bechen, you're repeating the Maisa Gnevi, you're furthering the chepetz from the Bailam. In Tzvicha, it's clear, it's dead now. The Bailam had a live shore that they were so excited about the future with. And you ruined that, you shattered their dreams. What about Mechira? Mechira, it's just by him, not by the Ganav. Why does that make such a big difference? So, as long as the Ganav has the shore that he stole, and has Kinyan Gnevan, as Jared explains so eloquently and spiritually deliciously in his Chabura, the nature of the Kinyan is always one that came Mikach Gneva. And since your Kinyan is Mikach and Gneva, as long as the Shem Ganav is Nikra al Ashur, then we really, the hair, behind the Ganav's Kinyan, the Yachas of the Bailam. The Bailam are still Nikra al Ashur. But once the Shem Ganav is Pukka from the shore, once that's eradicated, then it's totally distanced from the Bailam, it's totally Minutak, and that is considered a Maisa that's Chayim Dalad Behei, to distance it from them. Maybe that's a pshat in why Mechira isn't just about a change in the mamonos, but also to be misalik the shame bialim. Fine. So what comes out of this is that meikara Torah Deruvin and Hashat Torah Deruvin is not telling us anything about the nature of bialis on Hekdesh. It's fully mamon gavoa now, but what it's telling us is that the shame bialim remains. Meikara Torah Deruvin and Hashat Torah Deruvin, it's called the shore of Reuven. You look at that and you say, that's Reuven's shore, and it's still Reuven's shore. even though it's Mamon Hektish, it's Nikra al Shem Reuven because of the Kapara Shabbo. It's going to be Karev Lishmo. So that's one Mahalach that Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz says.
But in Tosfos Anayin Vav, you can't really be sure which point to emphasize. Because you're assuming that the default is, with the Mechira being the Kiddush. That's a fair distinction between Shina Rishos and Mechira. So you're saying that Mechira requires more than any Tziruv to Kapara is enough. But I guess we'll speak about it later, but it could be that the Kiddush is in the other direction. Shina Rishos, doesn't require, maybe Mechira, really depends on
right.
Bailus, and from that point of view, you might even say that Ikar Tavar Reuven Hashem Tavar Reuven means that Kachim Mitzvayach retains the Bailus too. Just that Shina Rishus, doesn't require a din in, it's not a din in Bailus. A Shina Rishus is something that facilitates, let's say, the Yerusha or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it requires considerably less of it. If you're assuming that the Shina Rishus is like the natural halakha,
right,
and the Mechira is more exotic.
Right. I guess in light of the Rabbeinu Peretz.
Some of the Shonos, I think,
right,
say that.
Right, but you're saying in Tosos.
Tosos and Vav and Aleph, I don't think.
And how would that fit with the and Tosos 9 tests? It brings in Benek Abayas.
I also don't think necessarily. In the contrast.
So you'd say, yeah, I mean, what is the Chilek then? I thought it was in Shane Batman.
I'm saying it could be that it's a Chilek more in the actual Bailus, not just in the Shane Batman. But the assumption is that you still can have Shina Rishos and Kachim Mizbeach,
mm-hmm,
because it doesn't need that.
Uh-huh. Even though his Hagasha and the Chilek between Benek Abayas and Mizbeach is in the Shem Bailam?
Yeah. No, the Shem Bailam doesn't have to be. If you take the view that the Shem Bailam is in Kapara, so that sounds like you're going pretty far in what you need to be Masalek, to be considered Mechira. But the Shein Bailam doesn't have to refer, according to many of the formulations of Rishonim, it's not necessarily din in the Kapara.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they really feel that it's a din in Bailus.
I mean, it reflects the Bailus.
It reflects the Bailus. So in Medica Bias, there's a,
right,
it's Mali Machru Shamai Mali Machru Ed.
Right.
That's not true in Kachim's Veach at all. And the Chiddush is more on the Shina Rishus part of it. But still, for Shina Rishus's purposes, which requires a lot less than any kind of DNA mabonis transition.
So Tosfos is saying there's no Bailus in it.
Right.
Okay.
Some of the Lashonos, right, especially
right,
this in Kapara, I agree with you.
Right.
I'm saying,
right.
Tosfos, I don't think you can really know.
Okay.
Which is the, because just it's where you start, really.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's also true, by the way, that both could be true. In other words, it could be that Mechira requires even a siluk or afgas shem bailam legavi kapara, and it could still be true that shina rishus doesn't even require a complete afgas dine maminus.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you need to make the contrast, then you can start here and go there, or start here and go there.
Right.
But it also just may be that they're very different.
Uh-huh.
I think there's some.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Two shina rishus here. Shina rishus, if I steal something. That requires me to give it back to you. So to Shina Rishus, but I have an obligation to give it back to you. That Shina is less than one man. Buy something to Shina Rishus. I don't have to give it back to you. I think I don't know if that brings it into this question. There are two kinds of Shina Rishus.
Right. So Hektish would be more like the second Shina Rishus that Rebbe is saying. More like the theory.
Where does the Nakuda about Kanyani Pideva come in? Can you just once a Kofrid mentioned it, the Baal still is required to bring this master Baal Shalom? So if you just say that Mechir requires, like you're saying, I thought, do you need to the violin, the Shari, do you need to say that whole Kiddush about the Nikra Hashem of violin to Kanyani Pideva?
Well, no, I mean, that would explain if my assumption that when Hektish is a Shina Rishus, so which I'm assuming means that there's a transfer of Mamonis to Hektish. So what's Miyachis it back to the Bailam? It's the Shem Bailam on it. Okay. Which Tosas are you in?
I'm in I mean, I was sure. You quoted Atos that said that because of the Baal's cleave, they mock this carbon and that's brought the smoke, and that also.
This was the nine test, yeah?
Right, so like, that you're saying that wouldn't have been enough for Yahas, not for the idea of the Nebuchadnezzar. Just the fact that he has to bring this carbon.
Right, I'm trying to explain the other way. I mean, what does it take to be mafkia? What mechira removes that?
Oh, so, why mechira?
Yeah, why mechira needs to
more than shumash. Right,
mechira needs to remove that, and why is it enough to just have a transfer of the mamonos? Why does that need to be removed? So, I was explaining that when that still exists, or maybe even less than kapara, but there's still a shem bialim on the karban, then you haven't accomplished the purpose of mechira, as Jason explained that. The mechira and tzvicha are both about distancing. You're further being misalik the chepetz from the nignav. So kolzman there's a shame ganav. The ganav in this case is the machdish. So kolzman that the machdish's shame is still a love. Since the machdish has his whole relationship with chepetz is mikach the bialim rishonim, then really essentially a shame ganav is in a certain way a shame bialim, and it's not a full mechira.
Although again, you could still say that idea. Without going so far as to say that you have to eliminate even bialis and kapara.
Right. I guess you can still
it's either the bialis, way, yeah. Moving from even plain, I mean, it's a chiddush, and an important chiddush that mechira, according to these rishonim, require more than shin rishos.
Right.
But you could still say the svara that the mechayev of mechira is a greater distancing or an extension of the geneva on some level, even if it was only shin rishos, or even if the shin rishos was only dealing mamonos.
Right. And hanami, but it would be.
But the other,
from
if you
this,
want to explain
right.
to reconstruct backwards, right. then I think that is a very good.
Right. Right. The other people
who
argue.
To,
right.
Right. The ones who argue don't have to disagree with
right.
this.
Exactly.
So.
It's just a question of how far you take it.
Right.
Okay. Okay. So, Rubin, Hashem Tov Rubin, would be telling us that the shame bialim still remains on the carbon. So that's the first answer that Rabbeinu Paratz gives. Second answer that he says is everything we knew until now turned on his head. It's very traumatic, but the whole sugya in Samach Vav Beis is the Lokim Maskana. That's all I have, Amina. When the Gemara comes on to the phrase Meikar Torah Zeruvin, Hasha Torah Zeruvin, it's saying that Hektish, you thought it was a Shein Rishos, well it's not. This is not a Shein Rishos, it remains Momon Vailin.
Ah.
So then it's very understandable about why, even according to the Rabbanan, Hektish doesn't constitute a Mechira. Because at the very least, you say that Hektish, that in order to constitute a Mechira, you need to transfer the Mamon HaShavah. And says Rabbeinu Paratz that all that on Samach Bama Beis, that was Ahav Amina. But once the Gemara in Samach Zanim and Alvin introduces the Svara of Hektish being a Shino HaShem, it's saying that's how the Ganav is able to be Machdish. Not only did the Hektish being a Shino HaShem, but it's Shino HaShem. And that's what we hold the maskana, but really, it remains mamon bialim. So I'm not sure. In Cheshbon, it would work out well, but he just doesn't say in Samach Mamon Beis that. Yeah, I'm not sure. That's what I want to say in terms of. Yeah, sorry. You had, no?
Could be a touch on. I'll get back to
okay.
You were saying that Shnei Rishus is still defined as transfer of bialis.
Yes.
You haven't accomplished that.
Right.
Can you also say that he's upgrading the
Well, that would be a big chiddush because Shin Rishus is just a din in being the Ganav being Kona. I mean,
it depends how you understand that.
Right.
I'm saying, I mean, if it's just about Isuras, about creating the
Teros
then you're
right. Right. I'm not inclined to that mahal. Especially in Hektish, it's very hard to say that as that
form. But if you understand that Shin Rishus is a form of Shinui, which is being starry.
Alongside, you know, Yehish. Yeah. And perhaps you can say together
the Shin Rishus required is not just
a change in Bible, but also this higher level of
the Illuminati. Uh-huh.
Right. Yeah. Saying, what was the change?
Right.
We didn't sign up Bible.
Right.
Or does that change in what Shin Rishus, how it works and what it means? Or
right.
Or maybe in the bialis of Kachem is Bayah.
Right. I don't know. I thought his lesson was mashma that we're no longer coming out to Shin Rishus. I turned to Reuben,
On some of them, they thought that the Mekara Torah grew in Hashem Torah to Shimon.
Right.
Or they thought that Shina Rishos was, you know, was different than Bechira, but they no longer think that
way. Right. Okay. I was assuming, as I said it, but I definitely have it taken. But I guess for the purpose of this story, I'm probably going to assume, like I said, but definitely, that's a big disclaimer on whatever.
Either way, it's a turning on the head.
Right, of course, yeah. The question in which direction. So I was assuming that the brain of parents, Lamaskana, it's really, there's, it's Bailam, it's Mamun and Bailam at the end of the day. That
it's Torah, it's Torah. Right.
It's Torah, the Reuven is in your class. Like, exactly, so that's where I'm going to get to. And if you don't want to read your brain of parents, I hear, but the Ramban, on Kofi and Dalet, is more mefarish that he says that Hektish is not a Shina Rishos, it remains Mamun and Bailam. So, at the very least, we have that, and maybe some others, as we'll get into.
How are you interpreting the Ramban?
The Ramban and Kofi and Dalet, he brings two deis. Mm-hmm. So one day is that, I mean, he says Hektish is a Shina Rishos, and the reason why you're not chai for Mechir is because you need to be Masalik Shein Bailam Legamri. The other day is that Hektish is not a Shina Rishos, is not a Shina Rishos at all. It's Mamun Bailam.
So on this latter Deah,
which I think he actually says first. So
what?
He actually says that one first.
Right. So chronologically,
right.
In your presentation, latter Deah.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying that you didn't succeed in transferring the Bailus at all because the Maisa Hektish doesn't transfer Bailus?
Right. Maisa Hektish, yeah.
Could it be that the Ramban means that you did transfer Bailus to the Maisa Hektish, but there's a separate din that since you're Niskaper with the Karban, so it becomes Mamun Bailam.
So yeah, I wasn't sure in his Lashon. He says, on the one hand, because of the Kapara, it's Mamun Bailam, then he says Adayin. He has that Lashon of Adayin.
Shear.
What did
he
say then?
Yeah. At least in my Gemara, I don't know.
But that, does that cause that, or is that a reflection of it?
Right, that's the question.
It causes it, or it shows that it never really left.
Because the kivan de kapara di dehu mamono mikri.
Right. Meaning
it's only
you couldn't
mamono
be.
As a function of his kapara.
Or it's a simon, though.
It's a simon that, you know,
it's not
you couldn't get kapara from it if it wasn't still the mamono. Let's say, does it cause it, or it's, it causes that retention, or it reflects that, that it's retained? I don't think you know that. Could be either.
The question is very direct. Blushing was a very dark question. Even it's a moment. And Linda Schellenberg was saying, no, he's still the same one as he was before. He got it back, he's a little different.
Right.
The blushing was very direct.
So you'd say that Vam Makisha Karban, Leskaper Bo Shimon. So, Fides Ramban, what would be the din on whether Shinoi? Because else Dine Mominus, right, you're saying that a Maisa Hektish is not considered a Shina Rishus, else the Maisa Hektish, then even if it's Leskaper Bo Shimon, there's no Shina Rishus. Uh-huh. Right? Because there's no moment where there was a Maisa Mechira. But if you're saying that it's the retention of the Leskaperba, then if it's Leskaperba Shimon, then clearly...
I mean, Shinar Shus to Shimon.
Yeah.
Interesting. I don't know. Next year, that's Shimon.
Tomorrow?
Sorry?
Kilo, tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Tomorrow. I don't know. Do you have any thoughts on that? I mean, that would be the Nachman, yeah. Okay. Fine. So... So in this Mahalach, Meikar Torah Deruvin, Hashat Torah Deruvin is telling us that it's telling something about the nature of the Bailus on a carbon, that it always remains Mamun Bailam. And that's why it doesn't qualify as a Mechir. So Nafkamina, or it's a nafkamina, which is noveh from these two mahalchim. It's two very yisodic mahalchim. in is hektish considered a shin reshus? Does the bialus change? Who really is the bialum on a carbon? Is it the makdish or is it kachim, hektish? So it comes to light in the following issue. The Gemara in Ayin Testament Aleph tells us something seemingly contradictory to what we just learned. The Gemara there says that gun of hektish tavachu machar is chayiv dal vehe. Misha says pater. So says Tosus and Ayin Vav and Aleph and Ayin Tes and Aleph. What's the chiluk between Ayin Vav and Ayin Tes? How come an Ayin Tes you're chayiv, and Aleph and Ayin Vav and Aleph you're pater? Says Tosus, Ayin Vav and Aleph is talking about kachim is beach. Ayin Tes and Aleph is talking about kachim ben kabayis. It's a very long chiluk. What does he mean by it? As we said earlier, mechira has two elements. Potentially. There has to need a shino in the bailam. And according to some, you also need to be mafkiya the shame bailam. So in which of these two points do kachim mizbeach and kachim ben kabayis differ? Is it in terms of whether there's a change in the mamun bailam or not? Or just in the shame bailam? Also, what would come out of this is those who equate kachim mizbeach and kachim ben kabayis are seemingly saying that they are similar in these two elements, both in terms of how you regard it in terms of the Mamun Bailam and also in terms of the change in the Shem Bailam. So Tosus and Ayin Vav and Samach Vav and Beis and Samach Zayin and Aleph was very sharp in the fact that Kachim Mizbeach is a Shin Rishos. So once he's saying that Kachim Mizbeach is a Shin Rishos, I think the conventional understanding, maybe someone here could argue otherwise, but the conventional understanding is that Kachim Mizbeach Bais certainly becomes Mamun Gavoha. So if that's the case, and Tosus thinks even Kachim Mizbeach is Mamun Gavoa, then it can't be the chiluk between Bedek Abayis and Mizbeach is going to be who is the Bailam on the carbon. Elamai. It has to be that the chiluk is in the Shem Bailam. And that's where Tosus and Ayin Tes and Aleph comes in, and he says that the difference between Kachim Mizbeach and Kachim Bedek Abayis is in terms of the Shem Bailam. Says, I read it partially before, but now you get the full picture. Says, the Ari because you're talking about the Gemara and Ayin Tes and Aleph. The Ari because she better kavayis. The lo shayach lameimer may kar tar deruvin hashen tar deruvin. Kamo because she mizbeach. She carbon karev lachaper ala baylam v'nishchal l'shmo v'shem baylam v'lov. So he invokes may kar tar deruvin hashen tar deruvin, which we said l'fi havanas tosos is just telling us about whether the shame baylam changes when you're makdish or not. He says when it comes to better kavayis, the shame baylam does change. There's no shame baylam anymore. Once you're makdish to Bedek Abayis. There is still a shame bialim when you're makdish l'mizbeach. Why? Very simply, because a fundamental difference between kachim mizbeach and kachim Bedek Abayis is whether that which you were makdish is going to be used for kapara. Is it still miyuchas to you afterwards? Kachim mizbeach, your makdish a carbon, and that carbon is going to be mechaper for you. It's still nikra al shemech. Mashenki kachim Bedek Abayis is not for a kapara. You're just, it's a donation to Gavoha. So it has no yachas to you anymore. There's no shem bailam on anymore. And therefore, says Tosus, when you're makdish l'benek abayis, that's a full-blown mechir, and you're going to be chayv dal behe. Yeah? The first one. No. But I'm going to just. Sorry. That's a good question. So that's Tosus's mahalach. Tosus, as we said, holds that even a kachim mizbeach is shin rishos. Afal pichin, there's a chalak between mizbeach and benek abayis in terms of whether the shame bialim remains. The Rif, however, thinks that these two, that the Mishnah ayin dalam and beis, the accompanying gemara ayin vav and aleph, versus ayin tesam and aleph, they're sozer each other. And the Rif thinks that we're going to side with the gemara ayin dalam, the Mishnah ayin dalam and beis, as opposed to the Bryce and Ayin Tesam and Aleph. So he thinks that they're sosar each other. But what's not so clear is what he thinks that the case of each of those, what cases are the Mishnah and the Bryce dealing with. So there are two major mahalchim on this point. First one is the Rashba. The Rashba and Ayin Vavim and Aleph, when he discusses the whole how you cheshbon out the Gemaras and Samach Vav and Beis and Samach Zayin and Aleph and Ayin Vav and Aleph. He says at one point that the Mishnah Nayin Tess, the Braisa Nayin Tess, and the Gemara Ayin Vav, they're both discussing Kachim Mizbeach. And the Rif saw that, it's a stira in whether Kachim Mizbeach is going to be Chayiv Dal Meher or not. And the Rif sided with the Gemara Nayin Vav and Aleph, the Mishnah Nayin Dal and Beis. So what that means is, that all we know is that there is some sort of disagreement about whether Kachim Mizbeach is going to be considered a Mechira. But the Gemara is silent about Kachim Ben Akabayas. So, L'chora, I guess this isn't Mechurch, but L'chora, what this indicates, is that Kachim Ben Akabayas, it's Pasha to the Gemara, that it would constitute a Mechira. And the only Shaila was about Kachim Mizbeach. And at the end of the day, we're saying that Kachim Mizbeach is not a Mechira. I don't know if it's so clear in Cheshbin which Mahalach is learning Kachim Mizbeach, whether it's a Shina or a Shus or not, but it's possible that even Ayin Vav and Aleph assume that Kachim Mizbeach was a Shina or a Shus, and the reasons why it's not a Mechira is because there's Shem Bailam love. And Ayin Tess and Aleph said that even by Kachim Mizbeach, there's no Shem Bailam. Or you could say that Ayin Vav and Aleph thought that Kachim Mizbeach was not a Shina or a Shus. Ayin Tess and Aleph thought that Kachim Mizbeach was a Shina or a Shus, and the Chuvah. So I thought that wasn't so clear, but maybe these guys think otherwise.
No,
so,
these guys.
Why would he assume
both dealing with Kachim Mizbeach to make him a focus of Sugyas instead of just being Yashi Hektosos, unless he doesn't think it's a focus, and that's why he's forced into saying
so.
What?
Right, so. Ayin Vav is behemah, and Ayin Tess also is behemah? Yeah, sure, Dalai Vahe.
That would be an answer to say that, but the Sugyas are actually telling you.
Both Tamil Kachim is bad.
Yeah, that Rashba is saying that Allah Rove Behemoth is Kachim is bad. That Rashba said that.
Both animals in the world that are Kachim are Kachim is bad. Why? They just add up the numbers.
But either way, the question is a curiosity. In the end of the day, the Rajba thinks that the steer is in Kachim Mizbeach. You're asking, like, why? He has a better answer.
No, I mean, there's one reason. The reason why.
Is because he also thinks Bedek Abayas doesn't matter either?
Correct. That's what I mean. Yeah,
but then that, wouldn't that be even more of a...
So why would he make him a Chobot? I mean, if it's a Chreach, then that's fine. I'm saying if there's no Chreach, then it would be strange to make him a Chobot. So if you have a Chobot, to make it.
So therefore you want to conclude from there that certainly he doesn't think there's a chiluk.
You know what I'm saying? If there wasn't a chreach, once the Rashbash was coming from the chreach, take it off the tape.
But I don't know the Rashba inside. I thought the Rashba, in his question, he asked that if there's a chiluk between Kachim Mizbeach and Kachim Ben Akabayas, so then the Mishnah should say so. That this is only by Kachim Mizbeach. Kachim Ben Akabayas, so then we are talking about the head.
So this answer is saying that, yeah, but we want to stake. Al Rov, Kachim is Behemoth, or Kachim is Behemoth.
No, but then you should still have the same Behemoth or Mor in the Mishnah. If you want to be with Al, you're either Behemoth or Mor.
It's obvious.
You don't want to stick into the Mishnah, like an animal,
Kachim. How many is willing to stick into the Mishnah? What changed in the Mishnah that he's no longer willing to stick in the Mishnah?
So if the chal is true.
Yeah, or there is no chal.
So you're trying to be medayik from there that he does like for David, that he's assuming Kachim Ben Akabayas and Kachim Mizbeach are the same. And therefore there's no Bamed Mar Mamurim, and therefore it doesn't make a difference what we're talking about, because it's a steer across.
Okay.
Good passage.
Huh? Yeah, sure. Okay, so from the top, Chalomer, the Hashanami Kriya Olas Ruvim Nachatas Ruvim. Tashali, Akati Liflok V'Lithni B'Didah, the Medar Memurim B'Kachim Mizbeach. Abal b'katshu b'edek abayis, mishalan tel shulmin dal v'hei. T'katshu b'edek abayis, lav Torah d'ruvin. De'inu nikr al shem habaylim. K'nitani l'kaman, gano v'hiktish v'chulei, mishalan tel shulmin dal v'hei. V'hoi b'katshu b'edek abayisi. D'i b'katshu mizbech, hatanya hacha b'masnisin, de'inu chayav al hekdeshu d'umei kar Torah d'ruvin, v'hashe Torah d'ruvin. V'yish lomar. D'stam hekdeshu shal shor hektish mizbech. V'hoi b'raisa l'lekaman, b'katshu mizbech namihu. V'leisa makmei masnisin. V'chein dacha mehalacha harif zal behalachos.
When the Rashba says that, isn't that also the same way? It's a good reason to not be Mokum Brisos. It's a good reason to not have lines in Mishnayos. Okay, that's a text. Meaning, it's equally either way. You're going back and forth. It's like a it's a question how Mishnayos are written. And either way, it's
the right. Question is there.
Do you want to address that?
Well, you would, but we're not talking about animals here, so we're not. You want to make that it's true.
That
is the facts about
the
sin, the Mishnah also,
the Minas Tam.
That's
exactly the answer.
I thought that was Nechol.
That's the answer.
If we're saying that the time, according to the Gemara in Ein Vav, or the absence of the Chiluk in Kachubet by Kachay Kalashim, so we're going to say that the Gemara in Ein Vav is also talking about Kachay Kalashim.
In the Rashba thinks that they're both talking only about Kachem Mizbeach.
They're both talking about Kachem Mizbeach.
So the Gemara is not discussing at all what it is about Mechira, Kachem and Kabayas being a Mechira.
What's the outside you built?
Because
there being no Chilik between Kachem Mizbeach and Kachem Mizbeach?
Because they're saying that when the Rashba says that both Mishnah are talking about Kachem Mizbeach, but it doesn't mean he doesn't also think that it's true. That country medical bias would that you could be machalic this way. It's just about how the Mishnah is what the Mishnah is focusing on.
Both Mishnayos happen to be. Both Mishnayos are about country medical bias also. Or?
No, just country mizbeach. Well, the second one's not a Mishnah. The second one's a bris.
They're both about country mizbeach.
So David and Ari are arguing. What I'm contesting is that he must think that Kachem Medek Abayis would constitute a Mechira. And then they're asking, why would he just use that as a Yishuv?
And therefore, there shouldn't be this Chilek, it should be the same. And according to the
Elamai, must be think that.
Ayin Vav thinks that it's about Kachem Medek Abayis and Kachem Mizbeach.
According to them?
I'm asking according to them.
Okay.
They're saying there's no
Chilek.
I mean,
the both Sugyas are talking about
Kachem Mizbeach. Right, that's
the question that they're debating about is,
what
is that because Kachem Medek Abayis?
Either way, if we're saying that the din, according to the Gemara and the Mishnah Ayin Dalet, will hold, whatever holds about Kachem Mizbeach will hold the same thing about Kachem Medek Abayis. So then, what is the Gemara saying as the Mechayev for Beikar Torah Ruvain and Hashda Torah Ruvain? That has to hold true. Kachem is Kachem Bedek Abayis.
Yes,
right.
Exactly.
Right.
According to them, it's going to happen.
Oh, you mean what does it mean according to them?
Yeah.
Yes.
According to that.
Oh, so probably.
Yeah, you could,
aren't you the one who said Chomish before?
Right.
That's it, but you're getting just sort of steal his thunder.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. I'd be happy.
Right?
You guys can take all my thunder. I don't have any thunder.
I'm saying that works.
I'm not trying to get ahead of anything.
Okay.
So ironically, based what you said before, the answer to that.
I don't think it's ironic. I think it's consistent.
There's a shame by Libby and Bedek, right? That's how you would explain it. Right. Tosrud.
Running.
But now we'll forget you've heard any of that.
Okay.
collective amnesia.
So, that's the Rashi's mahalach. But the Ramban says, like the parak of Rousseau over here, that the machlokas is both in kachim mizbeach and kachim berakavai. So both the Gemara in Ayin Vav and the Braisa in Ayin Tes are dealing with both kachim mizbeach and kachim berakavai. So, first of all, in order to make that equation, to say that there's this tumultuous debate about whether kachim mizbeach and kachim berakavai is going to be considered a mechira for dal vehei, and you equate kachim mizbeach and kachim berakavai, l'chor, as we established before, since kachim mizbeach is certainly a transfer of bialus to the gavoha, if you equate kachim mizbeach to that, then you're going to assume that kachim mizbeach as well is a transfer of bialus to the gavoha. Additionally, though, you have to argue on, exactly as Eliran was saying, that kachim mizbeach as well, on ayin tes, we have a day that, sorry, in ayin vav, we have a day that kachim mizbeach would not be considered a mechira, and even though it's a shina rishus, so why would kachim mizbeach not be considered a mechira if it's still a shina rishus? Because there's still a shame bialim even on kachim mizbeach. There's still some element of bialus, and the Ramban brings from Yerushalmi that illustrates this point. So that brings us to, so what's the nature of this bialus? Where does this bialus of kachim mizbeach, sorry, not bialus, where does kachim mizbeach retain the shame bialim, such that even though there's a transfer of monetary bialus, it's not considered a mechir for linyan dalad v'hei, as the Ramban thinks it is pshat in the Rid. So the Tosfos Rid on Ayin Vav tells us, he says that both kachim mizbeach and berak habayis have a shame bialim on it. A shame bialim. Where's the shame bialim in kachim berak habayis? Because when the bialim who are makdish the berak habayis want to be podet, they have to be mosif chomesh. That the fact that they're mosif chomesh reflects that there's still this element of shame bialim on that which they're makdish, even though it's fully mom and gavoa, and therefore when they're makdish, they don't. It doesn't fully leave the rishus, and then you come back to what we said before about why a shina rishus that still retains shame bialim isn't chayav for mechira dal behe. That they could be shalom.
Yeah, they don't do it. Regular person can't say, I'm being shown on your
hagdash,
and
get
the
animal
back.
There's
still
okay.
Some sort of...
Right, but that could be just a reflection of the past.
Because it would be
causing
nether...
Right now,
do
they have any kesher to...
Right, no, because Lebaisa, the history, if you ask...
Yeah, you're just going back in time. You're just
right, there you're just going back in time. But the chomesh shows that even in the present, you still have a... Unless you say, I mean, the other way to explain the chomesh, I don't know if you ever discussed this, is that it's a kind of a knas... for the past, in other words.
Because you were the owner of this, and
you're trying to undo that, and you have a personal connection to it. Even though right now you're not, but Petoras, you're Petoras the past, not Petoras the past. But I think this is really saying that it shows that right now. Right. I'm just saying, I mean, Shoel is about the past, and that everybody has to admit that there was a past connection. So that's not going
to
be right.
I was going to say, it's the part Tosis Rid. That the din of chomesh is not just a function of his past relationship. The lashon of pesukim is the ish ki yakish as beso kodesh. The imam makdish yigal as beso. So the ulah still refers to it as beso, even for the paradigm of kachay
barakabayis.
I could be missing something.
Okay.
I really didn't think this through. So going back, meaning originally in terms of the two Deos and the Ramban, the Mahalas,
yeah.
You were learning the first Deo rejects Shinei Rishus, thinks it's just Shinei Hashem, it's because it still belongs to the Mahalas. Does that now not work with Mahalas?
Oh, so very good. So I don't know. To me, it seemed like he was going more with the day that it was a Shinei Rishus. Like that, like he brought the two. And
the other way of understanding.
Yeah, of course, 1,000%.
Because even the first day, there is
1,000%. Yeah, you're on the ball. Okay, so Tosfos Rid is saying that both Kachim Mizbeach and Kachim Berak Habayis retain a shame bialim, and therefore it wouldn't be considered a mechira. But also, as we said, that if you're going to be medama Kachim Mizbeach and Kachim Berak Habayis, that indicates that you think that Kachem is bad, it's also a Shin Rishus. So I thought this was Lishitaso to the Rabbeinu Yishai, brought in Shita, quoted earlier in Samach Rav Mevevez, said that the reason why the Hektish isn't Chal by Karbon HaBalal Gazel, even though
there is
Shin Rishus, is because Hektish doesn't want to be Zoch in this Karbon which is brought by Aveira. So I thought that was Lishitaso, that Hektish is indeed a Shin Rishus. Because
the two verses are specifically speaking about Mechira, so couldn't it be that they're linked in Mechira, but there is some distinction between the level of violence even according to these violent elements?
I'm assuming that Mechira requires a transfer of violence. So,
yeah.
So in that case, even Kachem Mizbeach is going to have that transfer of
violence. There was Iman D'Amr. There was Iman D'Amr that held that way, but it's still Skira and Sugya. So the Iman D'Amr that holds not that way. In the riff, it's still Skira and Sugya.
Avanda.
So I'm saying, so.
But we're different Sugya, meaning.
I'm saying, but then once that's true, meaning. I'm not trying to be Khajmi.
Right, but I'm saying Halachal Maisa. We go with Ayin Vav. We go with,
right.
So that it is a Shin Rishus.
It's called a Mechira.
That it's not a Mechira.
It's not called a Mechira.
Right.
But later from that, you can ask whether or not it would have been called a Shinai.
Well, no, but it's not a Mechira, but it's true. Main Kachem is Bach, main Kachem is Bach.
That's true, but that equation is only one way. The equation, both of them are not a Mechira, they're in Dalabe. But how do you know that both of them are not something else?
So you're saying.
That you don't know, I'm saying.
But to put, make this.
You're saying that if you're equating her.
But why should the equation, meaning, you can equate...
It's just that the Chiddush is in Bet, you're saying the Chiddush is in Bet HaKabayis. You're saying the Chiddush on Ayin Vav is in Bet HaKabayis.
The Iker thing is to bring Kachem Bet HaKabayis back into the court of Kachem Mizbeach.
Right.
This Chiddush that you have, it happens to be, in a very nice way, the two grids work together. You know, that part is true. I don't know if this is just because
he was a revisionist.
There is this commonality.
Yeah.
But you could be Malbish choices on, you could be Malbish some other chiluk between the Dina Yoshinai Hashem versus Shinai Rishos on to Mizbeach and not have that Vladi Kachay Benakabais. So you would have in Menusha, the same chiluk that other Yoshon have about Mechira, you could have about this. Mm-hmm. That part is still not covered.
Uh-huh. Well, Meikar Tzad Ruvin, Hashat Tzad Ruvin is saying two things now, according to you. It's saying one thing for Kachem
Mizbeach. It's saying Kachem Mizbeach and Kachem Benakabais, that
they're not
Mechira.
They're not taking any stand on Shinai
Rishos. Why are they taking any stand on Shinai Rishos?
He's just saying that to the extent that it's not so obvious Misvar to equate them, and yet we are equating them because of all these other factors. So then the likelihood that we're equating them all... You're right.
I'm saying, but there's still
a very compelling
reason
to think
right,
that
I'm
if you're motivated to keep them in line, that... But you're right.
Right, I mean,
technically,
there's no clear...
Ayin Vav doesn't talk about Shinai Rishos at all.
There's nothing really to push that direction. Say that just gives you ground, but say it's always useful to not be totally...
Just the nature of
you're saying it's such a profound
of the two of them.
To put the two together.
Right.
Once you put the two together...
Right. But you're making the Ha'ara correctly. There's nothing in Ayin Vav that says anything about Shinai Rishos.
Right.
One way or another. For any of them.
Well, again, the Havamina of the Gemara was very much pushing towards Kachem
Mizbeach. The Gemara's question, the Havamina, was about
Mechira.
Right. It was Bali Bachar Shemai Bali Bachar Hedja.
Right. And so we're going that all the way. So the question is, how much does Meikar Tzad Ruvin
pull back? So you're meaning... If they think it's Mali Machru, they certainly think it's Shinai Rishos. For
both.
Probably.
Yeah. So now to pull back, I mean, but to say, okay, no, you're right.
You don't know.
Technically, you don't know.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. But I'm saying on both.
Yeah.
He's, right.
It's certainly very reasonable, and then the internal Rabbi Yishaya.
Yeah.
Although again, your comment about his proclivities is noted and agreed.
No, but it might have been like two different.
This is one thing he had to, On this he knows, that contract.
We all agree about his agreement.
There's a fundamental difference between having a bias and a mizbeach, and that altogether difference never changes. You have a better bias. Really, nothing to do with you. No longer that. When you have mizbeach. So you're going to have a benefit from that. Ultimately, that korban is going to help you. Ultimately, it's going to take you over a hump. Huh. Whatever you want. That is a fundamental difference that you can't undo. And when you think of the whole Indian year we're discussing, that difference is really
important. Exactly. So we're in the Khabar. No,
that's the mainstream view.
It clarifies something that just read that. On some above, so he says the reason why Hekdesh is not Mikabal it because it's above Avera.
Right.
So Hekdesh doesn't want it.
Right.
Kor, there's no analog for Betek Habayis, right? So if you're Makdesh Kache, Zela Kache Mizbeach, so Hekdesh will throw it back at you because it doesn't want it. But by Kache Betek Habayis, there's no such thing.
Do we know that for sure?
What?
Do we know that for sure?
What will be the din of mitzvah b'avera for?
Because there's no shin karbon.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's no
din
ritzui.
It's
a question whether.
Do we know that? So maybe it would be halal.
Right.
That's not. Well,
that's interesting.
Yeah.
So the coin of many shine actually
the principle, they're the same, that they're the same.
Even though this be Karon, they're the same, but there'll be enough Kamina either way because there's no mitzvah b'avera in Kachim Zmeyav to prevent the Shinur Shos.
Not everybody agrees the Ritzoy qualification of Mitzvah.
Even if it's not
Mitzvah. Second?
That idea, that qualification of Ritzoy is not Muskum the call. Mitzvah b'avera is limited to.
That's true. Okay.
So it's, like it's very possible that it would.
Right. You know, there might be other reasons. Other
the mitzvah there might apply to
even to Medica Bias,
yeah,
it wouldn't be on the basis of
reason.
What would the mitzvah be, David?
Nidre Hekdesh, I guess. But right, I mean, if it's Ritzui or and it's a shame.
That, yeah,
right. I mean, again, the only in the Bavli we only have, as the Rishonim point out, we only have mitzvah Bavaner in the Bavli. In Dalad Minim and in Korban. And the Korban there is definitely Mizbeach. But, right, that's true. If you had a different perspective on what it was, it's still, you could have a contemporary theory.
Matzos, they're going to Rashi Mitzvah
by what?
Matzos also Mitzvah Baba.
In the Rishonim, it's based on Elohim Yerushalmi. Yeah, of course. I'm just saying in the Bible.
It's mentioned by the Gemara, only by those two.
What's that?
I'd be saying it's only mentioned in the Tirish by the Gemara.
Yeah, the Rishonim point that out. I mean, the Rishonim who disagree and extend Mitzvah B'Avera beyond, no question. You know, again, matzah, other thing. But that is, they don't deny that the two cases in the Bavli are the only. I'm not talking about, you know, Shechu Rebbe. That's a different kind of Mitzvah B'Avera, which is also in the Bahar Sukkot and Baba Kama. But. The brachos and the baba kam. But what I'm saying is the real, what we normally call mitzvah b'avera, which appears in Lulav HaGozel and appears in here in Meruba, those cases in the Bavli only, those only explicit, Rishonim extended. Maybe the Rambam extended. Some Rishonim said, no, it only applies to those cases, and that's what Yitzhar was basing it on, because they explain, in the name of the Balei Tosis, not printed Tosis, that it's because those two cases are Ritzui. And then somebody sort of expanded it to Shofar for the same reason.
As a David was basing it on. I was just saying because there's no mitzvah to talk about.
Right. Okay. He's saying that it was implicit in what you're saying because you're saying Kachim Mizbeach is the only thing that have a mitzvah and not Kachim Egebayas. He's saying, oh, mitzvah of tzedakah to be makdish to Kachim, but that isn't Ritzui. Whatever. It doesn't matter.
I thought it was talking about Hekdesh using it for a mitzvah. To have a lay. Hekdesh doesn't want it because then for Hekdesh it'll be a mitzvah there, not for the.
Or they're contributing. Hekdesh doesn't want to be a contributor to accomplishing mitzvah there.
Okay. So, on that last point, it comes out that we have a machlokas between Tosos and the Rid and the Ramban about whether the Kachim Betek Habayis still retains Shem Bailam on your Machdashim. Just a word about what the Machlokas can be based on. So Tosis Rid tells us that the Shem Bailam in Kachim Betek Habayis emanates from Pidyon. So Pidyon obviously is not something which is constantly.
It's reflected again by
the Right. So Pidyon is not something which is when you look at the Behemoth, you don't see the fact that it can be part of the idea of the Bailam necessarily. So the makar of the machlokas might be whether the latent shem bailim, is that enough to actually express the shem bailim on it? The inyan mechira, is that something that we really care about? The fact that theoretically if the bailim would come and want to be poda, that they would have to be most of chomesh, is that something that would be ma'akev the mechayev dal v'hei, the inyan legami mechira l'inyan dal v'hei?
Or again, it, no one ever thinks that, but they're just saying it wouldn't be that it had a different din if it wasn't for the fact that the objectively, when you're makdish lebedek abayis, you don't still remain the bailim in every respect. And then again, that diuk about beso is also very good for that.
So yeah, I mean, Tosfos might hold you need a constant shame bailim. It's it's not so clear. I mean, you could also argue there's no shame bailim at all.
It's just a din. You were the one who were makdish, and everybody should be the one who's poda.
Exactly.
Like Pat, then it's more like the example that you gave about being shogal, because everybody agrees about the history.
Right.
The question is, you know, is that relevant to now? Certainly, Mechira and Shina Rishus are about now.
Is there a mitzvah on the Bible to be poda?
Well, it is in a way, right? But I'm saying it's a mitzvah. I meant more than. But again, that's because the question is it related to their continued connection to it, or the fact that it may be related to the past, but if the past was irrelevant to the present.
Is there any way that we're very familiar? It's more like a knas that they were
matching. Yeah, no, I don't mean a knas. I mean more of a... there are different explanations, really, why chomesh, opposite ones in some cases, but whatever it is in chomesh, whether it's bad or good or whatever, I'm just saying the key to the Tosfos Rid is the assumption that it's so connected. But whether that's causal, like you were formulating it, or reflective, which I think he's saying,
So until now, in terms of addressing how the Rishonim, the Ma'ariv and Rav deal with Ayin Ches, we've spoken about those who seem to think that Kach HaMizbeach is indeed a Shina Rishos. So either you say the same thing for Bedek HaBayis, or you say that the two sugars are cholik in terms of Bedek HaBayis. Same thing for Bedek HaBayis, namely that even Bedek HaBayis has that retains the shame bialim, or that Bedek HaBayis would just have a different din altogether. But how do those Rishonim who think that Kach HaMizbeach is not a Shina Rishos, how do they deal with Ayin Ches? So for that, Baruch Hashem, we have Rav Chaim. He's a fairly famous Rav Chaim. First I'm going to say the piece in stencils, which is directly the gate to the steer, then we go back to the Shoresh in Hilchos Me'ilah Beis Hay. So Rav Chaim tells us that based on using Tosfos' chilek between Ayin Vav and Ayin Tes, that Ayin Vav is dealing with Kach HaMizbeach, and Ayin Tes deals with Kach HaBedek HaBayis, he's miyasid in extremely fundamentally sowed in the Bailus of Kach HaMizbeach versus the Bailus of Kach HaBedek HaBayis. He says that Kach HaMizbeach, the shorish of its Kedusha, is the Kedusha that the Bailim impart onto the Karban, the destiny of the Karban to be Kariv Al Shemam, that it's going to be Kariv HaMizbeach. When one imparts that Kedusha onto it, that in turn gives the Karban Dine Mamon Gavoha. It gives a Dine Mamon Gavoha. However, it really remains Shel HaBailim the entire time. It has Dine Mamon Gavoha, much like in the piece and stencils, they're constantly medamed to Maiser Sheni Mamon Gavoha, that according to Rameir. That Maiser Sheni, it's Mamon Bailim, but with Dine Mamon Gavoha. So in the same sense, when one's Maktish something on Mizbeach, they are being Koveya, the destiny of this Karban. And that Kedusha, the fact that it has that destiny, that limits what you can do with it. That dictates that you have to be nohig with this certain dini mamon gavoah. But at the end of the day, it still remains mamon bialim the entire time. To put it in our terms, there doesn't seem to be a shinui rishus, that the karban seems to remain by the bialim. That's in stark contrast to Kach HaBedek HaBayis. Kach HaBedek HaBayis, the shorish of its kedusha is the fact that it's mamon hektish. So the way that everything starts, the process begins with the bialim being makne to hektish, and once hektish is kona, then the kedusha begins. That's what gives it its kedusha. So what the difference l'inyanenu is that if you look at Kachem Mizbeach versus Kachem Ben Kabayis, the way that it's termed in the stencils is that Kachem Ben Kabayis is Marish a Mechir L'Gavoha. You're removing your own bialis and giving Hekdesh full bialis over this object. Mash Enkin, Kachem Mizbeach, there's no Mechir there. It's fully Mamun Bialim the entire time. As such, it's not considered a Mechir to be Chayav Dalim V'Heh. So, for Rav Chaim, he seems to be taking this Yisod, he is explaining the Ramban, the Tosfos Rabbeinu Paris, the second day that we brought, that the Hekdesh described in Ayin Vav Amud Aleph, the Gemara is concluding when it says, Meikar Torah Zeruvin, Hasha Torah Zeruvin, that Hekdesh remains Rishus Balaam the entire time. It's Mamun Balaam the entire time. And that's why it doesn't constitute a Mechira to be Chayim Dal V'Heh. L'chora, within this Mahalach, you don't need to say that there are these two elements in order to be chayav for mechira dalet behei, that there's an element of shinoi rishus and shinoi hashem, that you also need to be mishan on the shem bialim. You don't need that in order to explain why the mechira isn't chal. It's enough to say that there's no shinoi rishus here. The other rishonim, the rishonim who thought that Hekdesh was a shinoi rishus, they need to be mechadish that there's this other category that in spite of the fact that Hekdesh is indeed a shinoi rishus, still it falls short in terms of mechira for dalet behei because there's lack of havkah shem bialim. But within Rav Chaim's Mahalach, there's no need to say that there's that separate din of removing the Shem Bialim. However, as Rav Rozek pointed out earlier, it doesn't mean that they don't agree to the Shem, the Mechayim of Dalet V'Heh being to be Mesalik the Chayvetz, just you don't necessarily need to say that. So the way that Rav Chaim Yisvar is teaching the phrase, Meikar Torah D'Ruvin, Hasha Torah D'Ruvin, it would seem that you'd just say, it's describing the nature of Bialim San Hekdesh, that Meikara, the shore belongs to Reuven, and even now, the Reuven has full bialis over the shore. However, Rav Chaim seems to say it slightly differently. Given the way that he explained the process of being Mechal the Kedusha, by Kachem Mizbeach, first you pronounce that this carbon is destined for Ligavoha, for the Mizbeach, and then the Dinim HaMigavoha come about. In contrast, but Kachem Mizbeach, first your Machna, the first step is a Hakna'a to Hekdesh. A mechira to Hekdesh. So says Rav Chaim, that's what the Gemara means over here versus on Ayin Tes. By Benek Abayis, the reason why you're Chayim Dal Vehe is because being Makdish for Benek Abayis is a full blown mechira. You're being Mocher the Tzchefetz to Hekdesh. Mashayin Kain, Kachim is Beach, you are not being Mocher the Tzchefetz to Hekdesh. In terms of what you yourself are doing, you are just saying that this has Kedusha, this is going to be Kadosh L'Karban. You are not saying anything about the bialis on this. You are not transferring any bialis. So really, the way that Rav Chaim understands Meikar Torah D'Ruvin, Hasha Torah D'Ruvin, it's saying that this, that Kachim Mizbeach is not a Maisa Mechira to be Chayev for Dalet V'Heh. That when you're Machdish this carbon, you are not being Mocher that carbon. You are saying that it has Kedusha L'Mizbeach. What happens afterwards, that's not from you. By Kachim Ben Kabayis, you are being Mocher that carbon L'Gavoha. That's a Maisa Mechira, and you're going to be Chayev Dalet V'Heh for that. So as we said, Rav Chaim L'chora, if he assumes at the end of the day it's still Mamun Bailim, and Kachem is Be'ach, there's no Shina Rishos, he doesn't need to teach Meikar Torah D'Ruvin, Hasha Torah D'Ruvin like this. He could learn it like the Ramban did in that first day, that's just describing the nature of the Bailis on the Karban. He is describing that, but he says it the way that he says it. He thought it was true. And maybe in Afkamina, in terms of the two ways that Rav Chaim could have said it. So we're saying that for Rav Chaim, the carbon, at the end of the day, remains Mamun Bailim. But Rav Chanan, in Kovet Shurim and Kiddushin, he seems to say similar Yisod as Rav Chaim, but he says that at the end of the day, it ends up being Mamun Gavoha. He is discussing the sugya of Pashta Kiddusha B'Kula. That if a man wants to be Mekadish Chatzi Isha, do we say that the Kiddushin that he did on half of her is Mispashe to the rest of her? And Tosus over there thinks that the basis of that, that his pashtus of kedusha, is from the world of Hekdesh Mamish Kepshutik Mashmo. In Rav Chanan, this is in Siman Mem Beis, says that we see from here that there's a din pashta on anything, any musig of kedusha, say in kedushin or say in Hekdesh. But says Rav Chanan,
of kedushas a guf.
Of kedushas a guf, exactly. But Rav Chanan says that the and I, there's also an Inyan, Hekdesh also is Dinim Mamunus on the carbon. He says Inyan by Kachem is Be'ach. So yeah, but there's no Pashta on Dinim Mamunus. He says, Elamai, must be that when it comes to Hekdesh, the first the Kedusha comes, and then the Dini Mamnes results from that. But then he has a question. He says, what about Tarnagolus Shemarda? When Tarnagolus runs away, then it's Yotzel Chulin. That's not Nogeit to its Dini Kedusha. Why shouldn't that be Mafkiyah's Kedusha? It seems from there that what first comes is the Dini Mamnes on the Tarnagolus, and from that emanates the Kedusha. So he says, it seems to be against you. So he says, nope. That's talking about Benek Abayis. In Benek Abayis, the Dini Mamnes comes first, and then the Kedusha. But in Kachim Mizbeach, the Kedusha comes first, and then the Dini Mamnes. So Rav Chanan seems to be saying slightly different than Rav Chaim, that at the end of the day, even Kachim Mizbeach ends up as being Mamun Gavoh. The difference is in the order. So I thought that this Rav Chanan would work well with Rav Chaim's Havana. It's true that at the end of the day, even Kachim Mizbeach is Mamun Gavoa. Why is it not a Mechira? Not because the Shem Bailam Alav, but because it's not a Maisa Mechira. The way that it works is, in terms of what you, the Bailam, the Ganav, is doing, you're not being Mocher, the Gavoa, you're being Maktish, and then Mamela, there's Mamun Gavoa Tzchal on it. So that, I thought that would bring out Reb Chaim's Havana nicely.
Right to the side of it, it remains Mamun Bailam. How do you differentiate between
Kachim Mizbeach and Rabbi Yosef
Lili and Kachim Kalam?
If all
of Kachim Mizbeach
are
Mamun
Bailam, so then
there's
no difference between
Kachim Mizbeach
and
Kachim Kalam. I'm not sure. I mean, the Kachim Kachim, the Mamun Gavoa part is the difference. In other words, either way, that's why I'm not sure also that what Rabbi Hanav Wasserman says isn't the same thing. Isn't the same as Reb Chaim. Meaning, in the end of the day, the expressions or the manifestations of Bailus Kachim are undeniable in Kachim Mizbeach, too. But the way Reb Chaim understands it is that the fact that its purpose is to be Nikra Val Gabi Mizbeach, right, that is what removes, or that neutralizes, or that takes away from some of the Bailus, as an expression of the Bailus. So you have theoretical bailus, right? But the manifestations of your bailus, and that's what mamon gavoa in Maaser Sheni means, and that's what mamon gavoa means in Kachim Mizbeach. You don't have that factor in Rabbi Yossi Aglili's Kachim Kalam.
You'd have to say in the end that there is mamon gavoa.
What?
In the end of the day, you would have to say that there is a mamon gavoa.
Yeah. So that's why I think. That's also why I think it's not as sharply. In other words, even if you're talking about Pashto, you know, Bakula or whatever, it's those expressions of Mamun Gavoa which are undeniable.
Right, but does Mamun Gavoa, in terms of the Bailus, though, where's the Bailus?
It interferes with the. It's not Bailus Kachim,
right?
But it does interfere with Bailus
Habailin. Right.
It just doesn't. It does that, you know, for practical reasons because of the nature of the Kedusha Lahakrava, and that's where Kachim Kalam differs, so it ends up, and this explains a lot, because there are a lot of indicators, including Me'ilah itself,
right,
that there are bailus issues in Mamun Gavoa, even of Kachim Mizbeach, despite Mikara Tar Ruv and Hasha Tar Ruv. But as you say, the order is different, and, you know, the Mais and the Chira, and the Hafkos, Shem Bailim, those are still very important differences, nonetheless. So that's how I would.
So your claims are.
Right. Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, the shalom is of the Bailam or of Hekdesh? The shalom.
The shalom is of the Bailam. Oh. But there are definitely there's a loss of Bailus befoal, and therefore there are some things where Kachin exercises that right of Bailus too, even though the formal it's still always Torah to Reuven.
Right,
and not just in Kapara. And not just even, you know, the absence of a Maisa Mechira, but, you know, the expressions of Kachim's Bailus. Again, in a way, it's a kind of a, you know, as we've seen, you know, we've seen through Geneva and Gezela and Shomrim, right? You can have a real Bailim, and you can still have somebody who else has other Kinyanim, which are more, and again, going back to my earlier Chaburas, because that's a difference between, maybe that's the split between formal title bailus on the one hand and pragmatic bailus. The ganef can have pragmatic bailus. The shomrim can have pragmatic bailus. Only one person can have the formal title. In Kadshei Kadashim, the way it works is Mekar Taruven Hashitar Deruven, there's only one real bailus. But it doesn't mean that he doesn't lose bailus because of the Yadolei Karev Agavitz Beyach. And it doesn't even mean that Kadshim doesn't have bailus too. They have the bailus that comes from the fact that this is what this is, you know, just happens. Yeah. I'm guessing, this is a very famous Yisrael of Rebchaim, I'm guessing Rebbe Chanan is probably tweaking it a little bit or applying it, you know, a lot. But I don't see it so much as, it's a little different evidence maybe.
Right, that's why I brought this to the Nachmi, because it seems like end of the day it's
right. Right. Okay. And that's how we do Kachem Kalim also.
When you explain this Rebbe Chanan, that they end up in the same place, but just how you get there is different?
They both end up being Mamun Gavoa and with Kedusha. The order is the distinction.
Which one comes first?
Is the Kedusha Gorim the Mamun Gavoa, or is it Mamun Gavoa Gorim?
So that I think is totally true. I just don't think that's the only difference, even according to him.
Okay, I thought the Raya from Karnagola Shemarta was a case of Hafkas Kedusha.
Hafkas, but it starts with Hafkas and Mamun. It starts with the case of Hafkas Bialis, and which then.
Guys, it's not a chronological distinction of which one comes first. It seems like it's a hierarchical distinction as to which din depends on what din.
But that's what I mean in the chronology of when one's makdish, you make this mamon hektish, and being mamon hektish is what gives it its kiddushah.
Right, but they have fundamentally different kinds of title for hektish.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Right.
Right. 100%. Just does the kiddusha come from the bailus, or does the bailus come from the kiddusha? But either way, there's still a difference in the level of bailus.
In a conceptual sense.
It also is reflected chronologically. Well, it's not limited to chronology.
Okay, so does it have to be reflected in the chronology also?
I don't know if it has to be, but I guess it is in the process, but it's not limited to that. And in the end, it doesn't come out the same, you know, either. It just comes out that there are still consequential differences.
Okay. So that's Reb Chaim in terms of being Masmir, Ayin Vav and Ayin Tes. Now to get to the Rambam Shita on this whole issue. So first, begin with the Reb Chaim in Sefer, Hilchos Me'ila Beis Hei. I'm trying to go through this somewhat quickly, but just to see how he presents the Yisod. The Rambam says in Hilchos Me'ila Beis Hei, talking about Para, Chen Para Aduma, Molinba, Mishahukdisha Achitasa. And Paraduma, there's Mila until it's Mishas Hakdasha until it's Tasa Efer. Afa Pishahi Kikache Bedekabais. Hare Namar Bachatasi. Even though it's Kache Bedekabais, it says Chatasi. So, Nosa Kalim asks, the Rama is talking about how there's Mila here. Why is he saying, even though it's Bedekabais? Bedekabais has Mila. So, Rav Chaim, I mean, it's not such a long piece, so I definitely suggest you look at it, but I'll be mekatzer even more. Rav Chaim's teretz is that there's a fundamental distinction between Kachem Mizbech and Kachem Kabayas in the following point. That there's a notion of nasis mitzvaso, that by Kachem Mizbech, when a karbon is, purpose, its task is complete, in a certain sense, it loses its kedusha. It's nasis mitzvaso, it's yasa b'chulim. So that doesn't exist, says Rav Chaim, by Kachem Kabayas. So that, why is that? Because at this point, that in Kachem Mizbeach, the makar of the kedusha is its destiny. The fact that this is going to be Karvel Gav Mizbeach is what gives it its kedusha. Therefore, once that destiny is fulfilled, it no longer is on that path to accomplish that holy goal. And it's kedusha, it's yotzei l'chulin. Masha Inkin says, Rav Chaim, Kachem Kabayas. By Kachem Kabayas, the kedusha does not emanate from its destiny. There's no specific destiny. It can be used for any number of things in the Beis HaMikdash, by Hekdash. Where does this kedusha come from? The fact that it's Mamun Gavoa. The fact that it's owned by Hekdash, that's what gives it its kedusha. And therefore, since its Kedusha does not emanate from a purpose, it never ends. It's limitless. As long as it exists, it's going to have Kedusha. As long as it's Mamun Bailam, it's going to have Kedusha. As long as it's Mamun Gavoa, it's going to have Kedusha. So that's why there's no Musukim Nasas Mitzvah, so, according to Vedic advice. There's no mitzvah that it should end its destiny. And that's how Rav Chaim explains the Rambam. The Rambam says that Parah Aduma Molin Ba Adcha Tasa Afra, until it's Afra. Even though it's Kachar Benek Abayis. What's even though it's Kachar Benek Abayis? Kachar Benek Abayis, there should never be a limit to its Me'ilah. But that's true, it's Kachar Benek Abayis, but Chatas Kari Rachmana. It has Dine Chatas in the sense that it has a din of Nasas Mitzvasa, that once it's Nasa Afer, then its Kedusha ends, and that's what the Rambam is apologizing for. He's not explaining why there's Me'ilah to begin with, he's explaining why the Me'ilah ends. Even though it's Benek Abayis, and Me'ilah never ends in Benek Abayis, still, because it is a din of achatas, it has the din of nasas mitzvah. But we see, for our purposes, Rav Chaim's yisod, that kachar mizbeach, the kedusha, emanates from its purpose, and mashiach and kachar benek abayis, the kedusha is from the fact that it's mamon hekdesh. Okay. So now, to discuss the Rambam's approach to our sugya. There's a tosos on Samach Yom Amar Aleph that when the Gemara brings a drasha to tell us that if you're going in from Hektish, you don't have to pay them back. The Gemara says, Re'eyu am rachmana velo Hektish, that you are a patzer, if you're going to be Hektish, you don't have to pay them back, because the Pasuk says, you only have to be Mishan to Re'eyu, to your friend, velo Hektish. Hektish is not your friend. It's not Re'eyu. So it says, Tosus, I don't get it. An Ayin Baba Menalas. The Gemara brings another Pasuk for why you're a patzer from paying Hektish. The Pasuk says, V'gunu mi beis ha'ish, that Gneva has to be Mibes Ha'ish, from which the Gemara Darshins below Mibes Hektish. Says to us, I don't get it, why do we need both Pesukim? And he basically answers in a Hanami, and he says that the two Pesukim are working off each other. The Beis Ha'ish, who's the Ish? Re'ehu. It has to be from that the one who is Nikra Re'ehu and not from Hektish. So Tosas takes these two Pesukim, basically says they're talking about the same Indian. The Ramam does something very different. The Rambam in Gneva Beis Aleph says, "Hagoni v'sagoi, o shaganim nichse hekdesh inu mashalim elah hakarim belvat." One steals from a goy, or from nichse hekdesh, they're only mashalim karen. Shneimar, mashalim shneim l'reiehu l'reiehu v'lo l'hekdesh l'reiehu v'lo l'goy. So he brings a pasuk for reiehu to tell us about goni goy or nichse hekdesh. Continues the Rambam, "V'chein hagoni kachshim beis ba'alehen." Bein kachim kachim, bein kachim kalim, bein kachim shein ha-bailam chayom v'achayusam, bein kachim shein chayom v'achayusam, ha-reza pachar min ha-kefal mitashlum min arba v'chamisha, shenemar guguna mi-beis ha-ish v'lo mi-beis hektish. The Rambam then tells us that when one is gonev hektish mi-beis ba'aleh, kachim mi-beis ba'alehem, it's clear that he's talking about kachim mizbeach, he's talking about karbonus mi-beis ha-bailam. When you're gonev kachim mizbeach, then you're putter from Kefal Dalav Hey. Why? Because we're going to be based on Ish, we'll be based Hektish. So Tosas should be screaming, Rambam, what are you doing? There are two Pesukim, they're redundant. They are working with each other. Why the Rambam is specifically bringing each Pesuk for a specific Inyan. So why is he bringing the Pesuk Re'ehu for what seems to be Bedek Abayis, Nichse Hektish? And why is he bringing Begunu Beis Ha'ish for being going to catch him as bad? So Reb Chaim says the following. He says there are two reasons why he wants to figure out. We have these two makoros. Why are you not chayav to be mashalim to Hektish? Is that a patur in the Maisa Geneva from Hektish, or is it just a patur in the Tashlumi? So says Reb Chaim, it's meduik in the Pesukim that Re'ehu Yishalim Shneim L'Re'ehu, that the patur of Re'ehu is a patur in Tashlumi. And one has to be Mishalim for Geneva. You're only Mishalim to those who are Nikra Re'ehu. Hektish is not Re'ehu. You're Patur from being Mishalim to Hektish. Says Rav Chaim.
When we mean your Patur, we mean on the Kefal.
Yes.
And there still was Tashlum, just not on.
Right. That might not be Geneva. That's it. Yeah. So, says Rav Chaim, that Re'ehu is the pasuk that tells us is referring to Kachab and Kabayis. Why is that? Because based on the yisod that we established from Reb Chaim, Kachab and Kabayis is totally mamon gavoa. Since it's mamon gavoa, they, when you're still Ben Kabayis is a destination of the tashlum. The only time you're chayav to be mishalim for Geneva, mishalim kevel dal v'hei for Geneva, is when the destination of the tashlumen is re'ehu, and not when the destination of the tashlumen is hektish. However, in terms of the other pasuk of gunu v'esaish, Rav Chaim says, it refers to the ma'isa Geneva. That the ma'isa Geneva that you do has to be from someone, mi beis ha'ish. It has to be from the beis ha'ish. What's beis ha'ish? As we've heard in the past, that beiso has two connotations, shalo and reshusa. When you steal from someone, it's only ma'isa geneva if it's from someone who is both shalo and reshusa. Says Rav Chaim, that v'guna mi beis ha'ish, v'lo mi beis hektesh. Why? That's referring to kachim mizbeach. Why is that referring to kachim mizbeach and not to bedek avayis? Because kachim mizbeach have somewhat, as we've established, a complex bialus on it. It's true. It's totally shalom of the bialus. However, there are dine mamon gavoa on the carbon. And those dine mamon gavoa interfere with what the bialus can do with it. Make sure, I would just say it's eno b'shusa.
It's perfect for eno b'shusa.
No, it's perfect for eno b'shusa. Exactly. So it's eno b'shusa. So as such, the amaisa genevra of kachim mizbeach mi beis ha'bailim, although it's fully mamun bailim in the shalo sense, since they lack the reshuso because of the dini mamun gavoa that are on it, that's not considered a maisa geneva from the bailim. Okay, so we've outlined that v'gunu beis ha'ish tells us about kachim mizbeach and re'ehu tells about kachim mizbeach kabayis. Why is each one not also applied to the other, right? Why? So says Rav Chaim, that, as we said, Re'ehu is a p'tur in the tashlumen. That who you look at who you're being mishalim to, who deserves a tashlumen here, and you determine, is it Re'ehu or is it Hektish? So Kachab and Kabayis, according to Rav Chaim, that's Hektish. And therefore I'm p'tur from tashlumen. However, based on Rav Chaim's Havana of Kachim Mizbeach, being Mamun Bailim, it's the Shalom of the Bailim, when it comes to Kachim Mizbeach, if you're going from them, where's the destination of the tashlumen? To the Bailim. Since the destination of the tashlum is to the bailim, they're re'eyu, your best buddy. So they be'etzem should be chayv in tashlum. So re'eyu, the p'tur re'eyu doesn't apply to kachim mizbeach because it's mamon bailim. Me'idach kisa. The p'tur of gunu mibeis ha'ish, that's a p'tur in the ma'itzah geneva. You have to steal from bailim misuyam. It has to be clear who you're stealing from. And kachim mizbeach has this complex bailis. It's the shalom of the makdish. But it's reshuso of gavoa. Kachab and kabayis, however, says Reb Chaim, it's very clear whose it is. It belongs fully to gavoa. There's no trace of the bailim on it anymore. Therefore, when you steal from ben kabayis, that's a perfectly good ma'isa geneva. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. That shapir karina may be guna mi beis ha'ish, because as long as I could point to a bailim misuyim, then that constitutes a valid ma'isa geneva. So it comes out that kachim mizbeach is a p'tur in the ma'isa geneva, kachim and kabayis is a p'tur in the tashlumen.
It's important to add that here's where he invokes Bava Kama in Bava.
He doesn't
say it in the piece in Dilfus Mi'ilah.
Right, he doesn't say it.
But he does say it here.
Yes, and this is where he's explaining Me'ikar Torah Deruven Hashem Torah Deruven, again, utilizing the way I understood him to be saying that it's a p'tur in the ma'isa mechira, and it's not a ma'isa mechira. But, yeah, Sammy? Right, because it's not going to be based on ish.
It doesn't say
based on ish
by
the Tachon Mechara. That's the
Gemara
9-9. Sorry?
The original
Geneva? It's not a Geneva, which is going to result in...
So because the Geneva... Meaning,
like
Gemara says, you're not being...
Havach, the Gemara. Meaning,
you were
Gana Vehikdish. Yeah. Well, that's the top of Ayin that is Pashat,
it's
Lav Demar Katavach.
Is that
right,
saying it's still mamun bailim? I'm asking you.
If it's mamun bailim,
so
but it's still...
Oh, it's the ganav.
Yeah.
It's
not a Nigna. Right. Right. The Gan is a Makdish. The Gan is still Kona 3 Ish, and Shinar is Shinar and Shus, or Shinar and Shem, whichever one it is. Yeah.
That's the
reason. Yeah, sorry.
Causes.
So the Nizik have a similar shot. Well, yeah, we'll touch upon some of those things. Okay.
Destination of the kefal is going to be dependent on who has the dinim mamonos, the ownership mitzad dinim mamonos. You said the destination for kefal when it comes to kachay betik abayis pashu going to be hakdesh tamayehu, whereas
there is nobody else anyway in that case.
No, in that case, I mean, in the case of kachay mizbeach, it's not dependent on the person who has the. Shalom, the Bible has many mamonos on it, but the Hekdesh still has. I don't know what Hekdesh has, but there's no Havmina over there to be Mishal and the Kefal to the
Hekdesh. No.
It's partially that you would pay the Kefal to whoever has the mamonos on it.
That's how he's learning
that.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's Muskum, but it seems.
Meaning, why in Kutch, you're asking why in Kutch of Mizbeach, don't you pay the Bailim Kefal?
Then why would you pay?
Because you didn't do it, wasn't the good of the Beis Ha'ish.
Why would you pay Hekdesh? Because it's not.
I mean, why won't you pay Hekdesh?
Because
they're not the Bailim.
Let's say
it was Gonef Ben Aganef. You wouldn't ask, why don't you pay the Ganef? You would ask, the bigger question is, why don't you pay the Bailim? And again, if you're Gonef Ben Aganef, right? That's the Gunav Mibesa Ish for Mibesa Ganef.
You pay
Kefal
to whoever has the Mamonos. I mean, maybe right, you take the budget from Gonef Ben Aganef, but the Havmina would be to pay the.
Right.
Not the Nigda, not the Gan of
Rishon. Right. I bet I'm using that as the paradigm. Yeah.
That's a riot to the fact that it's Pashat Chiv Kefal goes to whoever has the Momentos on the Momentos on that part.
Okay. Fine. So, finishing up in the Shittas Rambam, so there's two Rambams that we're going to speak about. One of them on the surface seems really geschmack, and of course it's very geschmack, but we just have to figure it out what it means. The other one on the surface seems a little less geschmack. Hopefully at the end of the day everything will be geschmack. Fine. So the Rambam in Erech and Vav Ches says the following, or Arachim, as the person who showed it to me pronounced it. Arachim? Okay. I'm American. So it's not true. I'm a Jew. The Rambam Vav Ches says, "Hamakdish kachim mizbeach lebedek kabayis harei hahekdish chal aleihen." Take your kachim mizbeach and your makdish lebedek kabayis. Hekdish is chal. Metaruch behema v'tifta v'yiplu demel lebedek kabayis. V'behema, this again, this is for next year. V'behema tikra l'masha ha'isim b'tchila. Avah hamakdish bedek kabayis, hamakdish kachim bedek kabayis l'mizbeach. So let's say you take your bedek kabayis and your makdish l'mizbeach. V'amah hareza ola o shlamim o hechrimam mekohanu lo asa klum. The ain hektish mizbeach, below hacherim chal al kachy bedik abayis, she ain adam makdish davar she ainu shalom. Ain adam makdish davar she ainu shalom. Kachy bedik abayis says the Rambam is ainu shalom. But he said kachy mizbeach the hektish is chal. It seems that he's saying kachy mizbeach are called shalom the makdish, kachy bedik abayis are not called shalom the makdish. Very geshmak. The Yisod from what he says in Gneva Beis Aleph. Kachim is Beach is Mamish Mamon Bailin. Kachim Ben Kabayis is Mamon Gavoa. So therefore, not Gemina, whether you can be Makdish to the other one afterwards. So that seems to be very Geshmak. But upon further reflection, it's a little bit of a problem because, as we heard so again, so eloquently from Sammy and Noach, and from all of you, just you didn't give on Shalabur Shasad. But yeah, I'll see if I can incorporate everyone's Tobers into this. So. In order to be Makdish, the one who's Makdish needs Shalom and Bershusa. And as Rav Chaim explained, the reason why Kachim is Beach, when you do a Geneva from Kachim is Beach, why is that not a Maisa Geneva? Because Kachim is Beach, although it's Shalom, it's not Bershusa. It's Bershus Hektish, al Tzidini Mamun Gavoha. So once it's Bershus Hektish, in other words, one who's Makdish from his Beach only has Shalom, he doesn't have Bershusa. So how does the Rambam, Erech and Arach and Vav Ches, say that you can be Makdash? So, person suggested the following answer to me, and I thought, I mean, I didn't realize, oh, that's a Beis Shmuel, but I knew that the Shaila had been discussed. He gave him a halach, and I just found the Mar Makom, but there's a discussion in the Rama that, I don't know the Mar Makom, hold on, I mean, it's on the Mar Makom, it's all over there. Exactly. There you go. So the Ramah over there says that if a woman steals something from a guy, she has her eye on him. This happens in third grade all the time. The girl steals something from the guy, and so she has it now. And he comes to her and he says, "You know what? Hari am kedashusli. Tchal," says Beis Shmuel. Tchal. Why is it tchal? Why is it chal? Hare, it wasn't Rishusa, it was shalo. Right? There's a classic case of Geneva. The Nignav has Shalo. He doesn't have Rishuso. The Ganav has Rishuso, not Shalo. So how can he be Makne, the item to her, if he doesn't? It's not Rishuso. And Lechora, again, I Noach, Noach Chambura, but Lechora, in order to be Makne, you need Shalo and Rishuso. How does that work? So Beis Shmuel says, no, in this case it works, because the one with the Rishuso is the one you're trying to be Mashal and Shalo to, in such a case it works. So here as well, the one who takes his kachim is beach and wants to be makdish lebedek abayis, he doesn't have rishuso. Where is the rishus? Who has it? Hakdish has it. So he's coming along and he's being makdish, that they have the rishuso, he has the shalom, so he is basically being mashlim. He, in such a case, even though generally you can't be makdish that which isn't shalom rishuso, when the person you're trying to be makdish to has a rishuso, then you can be makdish the shalom.
Isn't that assuming that
so that's I should be makdim. This is just a derech asher. I'm not sure, and the answer might be the derech lo asher. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
I'm saying there's a book supposed to ask the question from why it's not as close with the why can't you be machal master shein shachar shir plus it's off on shul kol.
Right.
So it says it. And
you're each
lacking Shalom and Shusa. So since
the
God
has Shalom,
you're lacking Shusa, so you
can't
do it. You're
saying right. It's like you should be. Right. Right. Another test the other way.
Yeah.
Well,
that
might have been
else
because it's not
an option. Just, you don't want to hinge it in the Shmuel line. So Hekdash has a stronger. If anything, Hekdash should have stronger. The Rambam probably doesn't have, I didn't track any on it, but the Beis Shmuel might be daft but true. You could imagine the Beis Shmuel only being true by Hekdash, because Hekdash has a greater yad to be koneh of the chule. What happens in Hekdash is more just giving it over to Rishos. They may be able to, even if you wouldn't hold the Beis Shmuel in other contexts, but the Hekdash chach, it might be true.
Okay, but if anyone has any other yeshuva, I'm very happy to hear. So one more Rambam that has to be dealt with. Geneva Bez Vav. A mere five Rambams later. The Rambam paskins on the steer between the Gemara and Ayin Vav and the Gemara and Ayin Tes. And he is mysteriously silent in terms of whether Bedek Abayis constitutes a Mechir or not. He just says, Stam, that when one's Makdish, Ganov, it says, V'im Hiktish V'yachar Kach Tavachu Machar, they're talking about kids of Ganov, so he says, without qualification, that one gun of a hektish tavach u'machar is patur midal vehe. He doesn't say. He says even if it's kashim kalim, yes. So l'chora l'fi the lamdas that he's been presenting, that Rav Chaim presents in the Rambam, you should say that kachim is be'ach, your patur and dalavei, kachim ben kavayis, your chayv dalavei. So, and the Magid Mishnah, the Taka learns that the Rambam is like the Rish. That he thinks that there's machlokes of sugyos, and he says that being kachim ben kavayis, being kachim is be'ach, you're not, the hektish is not chal. Like the Rambam we put earlier. However, the Ravid over here has a comment. The Ravid says, kitzer bekan, so Says the Rabbi that the Rambam was Makatzer here. Should have said that Mikdush is better Kabayas, Ramashan Dal Behay. I heard, B'shem Ramush Saldechit, that the Rabbi here is not being Masik. He's being Mefarish the Rambam. It's Pashat, B'mishnas Shal Rambam, that there's a Chalak with Kachem is Bech and Kachem Bech Kabayas. He was Makatzer. Kitzer Khan is Makatzer. He should have been Mefarish, but Avad that he holds from it. So that's, and it's, someone was showing me the other day that it's clear that sometimes the Ravid is Mefarish Rambam, not Masig on them. Yes. And this would be another example. This is a, that's one yeshiva that anyone else has.
What about saying that maybe it's just a din in Mechira, and that the process rid factor, for reasons of the Chiyav Dalabay and Mechira, plays a role in that, even though the Chiluk with regard to other things.
Uh-huh. Meaning it just doesn't change the Shem Bailin.
Right, there's still a shame bailin in the Chomesh, so it's still not good enough for Mechira, but, you know, of course, when it comes to Nasas Mitzvasa, or if it comes to even, you know, the two psukim, or it comes to many other dinim, maybe even Shein Rishus, you know, and so on and so forth, that there would be a difference. Mm-hmm. Just not regarding Mechira. What?
That would still be against the Chai. You know, Chai uses to explain how you
so. Well, he says it for Tosfos.
He does, because it's Mikar Tar Ruven.
Yeah, right.
He doesn't say
that, but
that's
Ruven.
Well, that's mentioned because he brings in the whole
Yes, but
he
that's
the
more.
The Hebrew doesn't mention it at all. In the stencils, according to the stencils, when he quotes Mikar Tar Ruven, implying that that's only Kachem Zbeach, and that's the Gemara about Mechira, so that would work in Reb Chai. But if you want to work in the Rambam, you could still perhaps say.
Right. So. That's Shitas Rambam. Okay, just to finish up, we'll go quickly through Shitas Rashi on the topic, and then we'll say something about Kachrim Shachai about Kaisu Rambam.
If you believe the Rashba's Ha'ara about Behemoth, which was an Ekdish, and you're that Kachrim Shachai, so then the Rivals being a parish is far more God.
That the Sugis were only handling Kachrim Shachai.
I was thinking
that, but Lamais the Rambam should. Right, exactly. Right, exactly, yeah.
That's where the Ravid, how's the Ravid know that he's being, how's the Ravid know that he's riding the Ravid? Like Ravid's saying, that's how
I don't reveal my sources.
I'll figure it out.
It's a nice form of
I didn't hear B'Shem Rav Mussal, did you? Yeah. Well, so, right, these are some of the issues. So just finishing up quickly, Chitas Rashi. So, Rashi, an Ayin Vav and Aleph, he's not super silent. He gives us some small hints, but I wouldn't hang my hat on these Rashis. Rashi, at the beginning of the Sugya, tells us, Dira Matzil, Ki Gatavach Dehektish Gatavach, that the reason why you're not Chayiv, everyone agrees you're not Chayiv, the Gan of Shechzit, says, V'chi Iyayish Kanya Hektish B'yayish V'shin Rashus. So he tells us right off the bat that Kachim is a Shinir Rishus. And then later on on the page, Machal the Hedro made Kartar Zeruvain, and that's Ibro Maskil. How does Rashi explain it? The way Reb Chaim would explain it is either in terms of the Vaisa Mechira, or that in terms of that Hektish retains the Bailus, or that the Maktish retains the Bailus over the Karmun. Rashi emphasizes very much the shame. Kol Shemachro Kari Hashor al Shmo Shel Ganav, Mishamachro Kari al Shem Lokeya. So Rashi's Hakdasha is specifically on the shame bialim that remains. Which again, this I'm not hanging my hat on that. But it seems like he's saying that's all you need to say, that Mekar Torah Ruvin, Hashat Torah Ruvin is telling us that there's no shinoi in the shame bialim. It still remains shame bialim, and that's why it's not a mechira. Which, given the possibilities we outlined earlier, will leave him open to be saying that Hektish, being Maktish, is indeed a Shinir Rishus.
It's really
bad,
right?
Depending on how he learns.
This is a loss.
Yes, that's true. I mean, that's the Gemara. The question is who it did, but yeah, he's talking explicitly about Kachim's Beach. Fine. So Rashi on Ayin Ches Amud Beis, Dibur Maskil Ganov Pater Atzmo, is, I thought, more, highlights much better. The Gemara here is discussing. Let's say a person is, I'll just read the Gemara. but from the top, Ayin Ches Mabez on the top, Ba Yirava, Hare Alai Ola, V'Hir for sure. So a person says, is Mekabal and Ola on themselves, with Achrayis, is Mafrish Ashor. He says, this is going to be the shore. Uba Acher Beganov. Someone gathers it up from him. Mi Patr Ganov Nashe Bekebes, L'Rabbanan, Uba Ola Sofler, V'Lazar Ben Azariah. When the Ganov comes to pay him back, what does he have to pay him back with? Depending on what the minimum chira achrayis is, the tanan harei alai ola yavi keves harei v'lozer merzai omer yavi torah ben yona. Mai. So what's the din? What does the ganav have to be mashalim? Mi aminan shem ola kabil olave. Do we say that when the guy was makdish, what did he say? I'm going to bring an ola, and whatever constitutes an ola is what he pledged to give, and all the ganav has to reimburse him is that whatever constitutes a shem ola. Oh, Dilma, Matzi Amarle, on a mitzvah and a mukh rabinul nevan. Or no, maybe the Ganav, sorry, the Makdash here, he's a halachic maximalist, and he wants to go all out and bring his shor. And therefore, he can be told that the Ganav has to reimburse him that shor. So that's the Gemara, it was obvious. Basher di Yavir Hadar Pashat, Basher di Yavir Hadar Pashat, Ganav Pater Atzmo Bekeves, Lorabanan, Ba'olas Ha'of, Lorablozer Ben Azariah. That the Ganav can pater himself, he can be Mishalim to the Makdish, a Keves or an Oph. So this is an interesting case, because the guy, it was Makdish. The person in question was Makdish, and then it was stolen from him. So just a priori, if when one's Makdish kachem is Bayach, it leaves his Rishus Lagamri. So it's very interesting to discuss whether he should be the address for Tashlumin. Right? It's not his anymore, it's still Hektish. So what's the discussion in the Gemara here about? About it seems like we're talking about being Mishalim to the Bailim, not the Hekdesh. So says Rashi, Ganov Pater Atzmo. The Atashlumin de Bailim Mechayev. The Ganov is Chayev to be Mishalim to the Bailim. The Hare Hotziyu Yedei Nidro. And when he gave back the Keves of their oath, he allowed the Bailim to be Motzi his Neder. So he was Mishalim to the Bailim. The abseda the hektish mifter, the bebeis haish ksiv below hektish. We also, says Rashi, we shouldn't just account for the pseda of the bailim, we have to account for the pseda of hektish. But we're putter from the pseda of the hektish. Why, says Rashi, the bebeis haish ksiv below hektish. Pasuk says, guna bebeis haish below hektish. Rav Chaim, we know very well, used guna bebeis haish to tell us that you're putter on Tashlumin to the Bailum. Raji here is telling us that Mibes Ha'ish is a Pasuk which is used to tell us that you're Patur from Tashlumin to Hektish. It seems to be that for Rashi there's no discussion about whether the Bailum should be the destination of the Tashlumin. Hektish is certainly the Baal Mamun on this Karban. So that's one indication that Rashi thinks that when it's Makdash L'Gavoa, that really is a Shina Rishus. And the next line that Rashi says further strengthens this point, I thought. As we said earlier, kachim is bayach. If you learn like Rav Chaim, it's really mamun bailim. So it's very understandable why the bailim should be the destination of tashlumin. But Rashi tells us that doesn't work here. You kachim is bayach. It seems that you say shouldn't really go to. We shouldn't talk about giving to the bailim. It's only if you hold like Rav Shimon that kachim shechay b'achrayis belongs to the Bailim, only then can we start to talk about being Mishalim to the Bailim. Because the Bailim was Mekabel Achrayis on the Karban, and that's what makes it Mamono. But according to the Rabbanan Dur of Shimon, there's nothing to discuss in terms of being Mishalim to the Bailim. The Bailim should not be the address of the Tashlumin. So I thought both of those points point to the fact that Rashi thinks that Kachim is Bayach is a Shina Rishos. It leaves the Makdash's Rishos. And therefore, Beguna Mibes Ha'ish doesn't tell us about paying to the Makdash. Tells us the Hektash should be the destination of Tashlumin. And if we're talking about being Mishalim to the Bailim, that's only because you hold like Rav Shimon, the Dabar Gorm L'mamun K'mamun. But otherwise, the Bailim do not deserve any Tashlumin. I realize I forgot to point out, but I guess this is a good place to point this out. We said from the Rambam versus Tosas. We started off with Tosas and Samach Gimel and Aleph, that he wasn't sure what to do with the two psukim of Re'eyu and Beguna Mibes Ha'ish. And Rav Chaim knew very well what to do with it. So I thought that was maybe Lishitase, because I was trying to argue that according to Tosos, Kachim is Bayach is indeed a Shinei Rishus. It leaves Mamun Bailim, it becomes Mamun Gavoa. So if that's the case, then Vaiter, like we're saying from Rashi right now, then you're not going to talk about whether the Tashlumin should go to the Bible. Both Vugunu Mibesa Ish and Re'eyu, those both focused on being Mishalim to Hektish. There's no discussion about being Mishalim to the Bible. You can't learn like Rav Chaim learned, because Tosas thought that Kachem Mizbeach is a Shinur Rishus. Whereas Rav Chaim, he thought the Kachem Mizbeach is not a Shinur Rishus. It remains Mamun Bailim, so you could say that Vugunu Mibesa Ish relates to the Maktish, and Re'eyu relates to the to Hektish. So I thought this Rashi was sounding like Tosus, that Kachim is Beach is indeed a Shinur Rishus, and therefore we're not, it's not Mamun Bailim anymore.
But of course, for the Din of the Gemara itself, the Chora, it should be saying it's no longer Mamun Bailim, otherwise it should be a question only in terms of the mitzvah. He's the Bailim on the object, it's worth the value, but if he sells somebody's cow, he has to pay back the cow, not an oath or whatever or anything.
Sorry?
If the Bailim was still the Bailim, then there shouldn't be a Din on the Chora of only paying back in as much as how much you have in the company.
Well, it depends how you measure the hefsid. If the hefsid is just, here's Mikabel,
then
it
sounds like he only has it legabe like a Tobas Hanah. He doesn't really. I have a Mishnah Melech. The Mishnah Melech says the same thing. He wants to talk about the same thing.
The Esther. Right, so I thought that.
That's a Pella.
I don't know. I thought that was. I was a group of coming from that. Yeah, yeah. Okay. So just a few more Rashis. Rashi and Ayin Aleph from the days. So I don't know, the Gemara, the concept of the Gemara is not so relevant because Rashi is just describing the Shita of Reb Shimon, that Kachim Shachai Bachrayis is going to get warrant the Makdish Kefal Dal Vehe. So Rashi says, Chayiv L'Shalim Kefal Dal Vehe. The Avagav, he's talking about Kachim is back here. The Avagav Delav Didehu Ela Dehektish. He says, the way he describes Kachem Mizbeach is Lav Didehu El Dehektish. Even though that's true, Kevan Degurim Lamamunu, Di Mis Biyadu Bailu Shlumin Kedideh Dami. Degurim Lamamun is what gives you Bailus. But without that, it's Lav Kedidehu El Dehektish. So I thought that formulation of Rashi again is not the way that Rav Chaim would have said it. It's not Mamun Bailu, really it's Mamun Gavah. It's Lav Didehu, it's Dehektish. So there's that Rashi. And then finally, one more Rashi, and Samach Bamun Beis. The Gemara, back to where we started, very symbolic. So Rashi tells us in that same discussion that we quoted earlier, where does the pasuk of the carbon of a law gozel apply? Does it apply? So first we thought it was in a case where one was goni the behemoth chulin with maktish. But ultimately the Gemara concludes that no, the case where the ganav stole the hektish mi base bailam, the bailam or maktish. So Rashi says, what's a gazel carbon dechavre? So what does carbon of a law gazel tell me? Lishna achrina, the gazel carbon dechavre. You steal your chavre's carbon. Helkach afil la'acher yesh lo kanya. Why? The carbon ino nigzel. The carbon is not nigzel. The kol heichid di isa be gazel derechmane isa. So, sounds like, again, I'm sure there's a lot more that could be read into this Rashi, but it struck me that the carbon is not nigzel because it's not by any bailam, it's because of the Rahman, it's shel hektish, and therefore it's not nitan to a geneva in that sense. So that's the thought from Shitas Rashi, that hektish is indeed a shinur rishos, and chesed based on that. Finally, just to finish quickly, Tosas and on Samach Vav and Beis and Samach Zayin and Aleph, they both make a distinction that kachim is meich is a shinur rishos, but that's only true for kachim she'en chayi b'achrayis. Kachim she'chayi b'achrayis, that's not a shinur hashos, says Tosus, that you need to come out to the time of shinur hashem. So, Rashba says this as well. It's quite peculiar, though, because we don't have any precedent for a chilek in chayi b'achrayis between, for alibi d'rabbanan. That chilek between kachim she'chayi b'achrayis and not chayi b'achrayis, that's Rav Shimon d'gedim. Why is that a chilek within the Rabbanan that it should impact whether it's a Shin or a Shus? Where do we find such precedent? So, the Pnei Yeshua, on Ayin Vav, he says, in a Chanami, that Tosin and Samach Vav and Beis and Samach Zayin and Aleph are Alibi Rav Shimon. They're talking that Alibi Rav Shimon, if you Dabar Gom Lomom Kamamon, so if you're Makdash, the Kachim Shachai Bachrayas, so then you're not going to, it's not going to constitute a Shin or a Shus. It's still Shaykh to the Bailin, it's still by him. But if you don't hold Alibi Rav Shimon in a Chanami, even Kachim Shachai Bachrayis would constitute a Shin Rishon. However, I guess we It's a little short. Let's see if there's another Mahalach you can say. So, the Anhagos Baruch Tam, on the bottom of Pnei Yeshua and Maikovitz, it pointed to Nimuka Yosef and Bava Basra and Dafman Dalin. And discussion in the Ramah. The Nimuka Yosef and Bava Basra and Dalin, and according to the Gra, actually thinks that it's Tosis over there as well, says that if one is Goniv and Mocher Ba'achrais, a Mechir Ba'achrais is not a Shin Rishus. Even though, as we just laid out, according to, that's a Achrayas and not Achrayas, that's a Rav Shimon Tikka Halacha. So, apparently not. The Ramah Paskin says, Shin Samach, that's fine. Mechanich, people of all ages. So
bring him in.
Well, I assume that's where he went. So,
my kids are
there. What? It's okay. You ruined this Chubber enough right now. He made the Chubber. So we see that even in Levi the Rabbanon, we don't paskin like Rav Shimon, Davergom Naman Kamamun, we paskin like the Rabbanon. Afal Pichin, we see that the Mukhi Yosef and the Ramah, the Shach is Masig, Kedarko, but the Ramah seems to felt very comfortable saying that even according to the Rabbanon, that when you're Mocher Ba'achrayis, that makes it not Shin Rishos. So what's the Pshat with that? And with this we'll finish. So I guess 2 points. The Gemara on the bottom of Ayin Vav and Aleph says that at the end of the day, Rav Shimon's chilek that Kachim Shachay Ba'achrayis is Chayav Dalabehe, and In Chayav Ba'achrayis is Pater from Dalabehe. That the case that where that applies is when a ganav is gonev hektish mi beis bailam. The bailam matches their carbon. Someone ganves it up from him, and then they shecht it. So. When he shechts it in that context, according to the Rabbanan, it's a lack of Vagunim Beis Ha'ish. According to Rav Shimon, the Achrayas, what it does is it brings this carbon back wherever it went. According to Tosos, Kachim Mizbeach, we're saying is a Shinur Rishus. So according to Rav Shimon, the Achrayas brings the carbon back from, it's not a Shinur Rishus now, it's by the Ganav. But more than that, he would have to say that it doesn't even have a shem hektish on it. It has to, in order to be called Bebeis Ha'ish, it doesn't even have a shem bailam on it. That's what Rav Shimon is doing. For Rav Shimon, the Achrayas is doing a lot. In order to say you're going to be chayiv, if you're Tovech or Mocher that carbon, you have to say that the Achrayas brings it back. It's not even a shinur Rishus, it's not even shem hektish on it, it has shem bailam legamri. That's what Rav Shimon holds. And the Rabbanan disagree. But just to point out, it's not clear how far the Rabbanan disagree. The Rabbanan might agree that the Achrayas Shabo makes it not a Shinur Rishus. It's true, they hold Dar Gorm Lam and Lav Kamamun, so it doesn't eradicate the Shem Hektish from the Chayfetz, it's that from the shore. Avada, there's still a Shem Hektish on the shore, but even so, it's not fully considered Bershus Hektish, or it's still, the Bailim still has that Rishus, it's not a full Shinur Rishus. So why would that not be a full Shinur Rishus? Shinur Rishus is a discussion of the poskim about how it works. So Bernstein mentioned it earlier. That there's two mahalachim. One mahalach is that Shinur Rishus is really kone mitam shina. It's a shina garua. It's only kone in conjunction with yayish, but it's kone as a shina. What's the shina element in Shinur Rishus? So it's actually very similar to Jason's point, but not in terms of mechir, but in terms of Shinur Rishus, that a shinoi is one which the shinur of shinur rishus is that the chayfetz is completely removed from the bailam, from the nignav. That the yachas of this object to the bailam is completely minutak. So, and that's what allows it to work in conjunction with the yesh. I guess the bailam's yesh, they completely remove, absolve themselves from the chayfetz. They have no relationship with the Shevitz anymore. So, and as we said earlier, when the Bailim are Mekabal Achrayis on it, they always have that Yachas to the Karbon, the Indian something. Even if it's totally Mamon Hektish, it's Shinur Rishus Lagamri, since they have that Yachas, they have that Shaychas, they have that Din Mamon in that Karbon, that makes it that it's not completely nishtana. It's not didn't completely leave them. It's not a complete shin rishus, and therefore, they wouldn't be considered a shin rishus to be kona le'inyan geneva. So I thought maybe that that's how you could be miyashiv that even for the rabbanan of Shimon. It's true. It does, the achrayas doesn't make it that there's no shem hektoshan whatsoever. You're not going to be chayev if you're toveyach it. But at the same time, given the nature of shina rishus, the way that it's kona, the fact that you have that hold on the achrayas shabo, it isn't completely minutak from the bialim, and therefore it's not going to be a full shina. So just to sum up, in terms of the yesodos that hopefully. That we got out of this, that there are the fundamental machlokas in Rishonim and Achronim about the nature of Bailus and Hektish, whether it remains Mamun Bailum, just with Dini Mamun Gavoa, which are very significant, but at the end of the day, it's Mamun Bailum, or do we say that it really becomes Mamun Gavoa, it fully leaves the Rishus of the Bailum. And we also learned Yisodos in the Hagar of Mechira, that Mechira, the point is that you have to be Masali from the Bailum Legamri, and Kolzman that you don't do that, as there's even if there's just a shame bialim on it, then that's felt in your mechira. And finally, within the first point, in terms of the bialim, so there might be a distinction between kashim mizbech and kashim mizbech. So, thank you all for listening.
It was eloquent, delicious, and
Scott, very good.
No, I need this.
Really?
I'm a bad thrower. Okay, I'm not a chayim.